Just a little warning, this podcast does contain some crude language. If you're easily offended, this is maybe not the podcast for you.
Fred the bar. On a bar. Millionaire. Short breed. Cycling. SBL, EPL, Highland League, Sausage Roll, Sledging, Dude Called Salmon.
Sports. 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 Sports.
Massey,
Michael,
happy new year.
Happy new year.
You ready to go for it? Buzz deep, straight into it.
Aye, go for it.
So five for fun.
If it's happy about this new year, like.
That again.
Yeah. Well,
you said it.
Fun's Mike, case, you said he's still here.
Fun's a, fun's a cut-off point.
If it's up for
it. I did wonder, actually. I was like,
just spoil my mug of truth, am I?
It's a goodie, though.
It is a goodie.
I've already got 22 points in the dead goal.
Aye.
Just a random stab in the dark.
Yeah, that was unbelievable.
Did you know anything about Franz Beckenbauer being
out?
Because I had to change my sporting because somebody got in a former and I didn't know what to lose some mothering, so I just said, fucking try to think of
somebody's all.
Somebody's all.
Franz Beckenbauer.
22 points.
Kaiser. Jesus.
First weekend. No, it was first week, was it?
Aye. Oh, and it was the same last year. I got in straight up
Viale. That's right.
So if I
off to a winner,
you don't want me to choose you in the dead boat as your former player.
You didn't put Mike, did you?
No, I didn't.
Surprised about that, like.
No, I never did put Mike because
we'd been higher rate last year. I think I should be all right this year.
I threw. You've in your fix.
I've in my fix.
Because if I had picked you and you did croak it, Ken, I'd secretly a wee bit of happy.
Like, that's massive points. That's 50 odd.
I get private text now. I'm shop fucking hell, Mass. That's fucking 50 odd points.
58 points.
Great shout, Massey.
Fuzz updating spreadsheet.
I did pick somebody local, but we won't divulge
that.
We'll keep that private.
But you're in the top already.
No, because Cato picked
Derek Draper.
Derek Draper, aye.
No, it's a shame. It's a shame for him. Long COVID, was it?
Aye.
But I'll be a good Christmas New Year.
Galway's back in the market. Is it Nick? Is it Galway? Is that her name?
Kate Garraway.
Garraway.
Kate Garraway.
You're thinking of the cheese. Cheese, is it?
Robin Galway.
Robin Galway.
Picked that broccoli bun.
Cheese. Aye, Galway.
HB Fash.
Galway cheese.
Galway cheese.
Aye.
Bobby, had a good Christmas, good New Year.
No, whoa, okay. Whoa, 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 what? When are these
five for fun?
Oh, fuck,
so five for fun.
So I've got an FA Cup special since it was FA Cup. Okay. Week, so got some questions about FA Cup. Right, here we go. That's a 2 point at the start of me.
Okay.
In the 92-93 season, the FA Cup final was contested by the same two clubs that contested the League Cup final. Which two clubs? So the same, it was basically the same final, same two teams in the final of both. It's the last time it happened. Question number two. Which stadium hosted the FA Cup final between 2000 and 2006 whilst Wembley was rebuilt? Or was it rebuilt? Or was
Knock
it Knockdoonan.
Knockdoonan.
Restarted. It was a new build, isn't it? So, which stadium hosted the FA Cup final between 2000 and 2006 whilst Wembley was restarted? Question three. Which club has won the FA Cup the most times and how many times?
Two-pointer again.
Fuckness.
Yes.
Question four. Two non-English teams have competed in the FA Cup. Who are they? FA Cup final, sorry.
FA Cup final.
Final.
Sorry, I missed out the final, which was crucial. Two non-English teams have competed in the FA Cup final. Who are they?
Guess.
One in the 2000s and the other in the 1800s.
Okay.
Do you want a clue for national?
No.
Okay. Right, five. Everton beat Man United 1-0 in the 95 FA Cup final. Which former Rangers player scored for Everton? Or the winner, or the only goal? Everton beat Man United 1-0 in the 95 FA Cup final. Which former Rangers player scored the only goal?
Oh, I can picture him as well.
Got it, don't.
I'm you got a severe. Since you said it,
and stuff.
Oh, it's got an Oima. Nah.
Right,
blank.
We'll go to the answers.
Uh-huh.
In the 92-93 season, the FA Cup final was contested by the same two clubs that contested the League Cup final. Which two clubs? Shed.
United and Arsenal.
Liverpool, Arsenal.
Arsenal, Sheffield Wednesday.
Arsenal and Sheffield Wednesday.
Oh, well, Dunk. Do I get a point for Arsenal?
You'll get a point for Arsenal.
Andy Linegan scored the winner.
A point for V.
It was the FA Cup final went to a replay, or was it a League Cup final? One of the two replay.
Because they were in a yellow strip.
A few saying, Mike?
Half a point for V in the middle?
No. V, no. Easiest day in which stadium hosted the FA Cup final between 2000 and 2006 while Wembley was restarted?
Millennium
in Cardiff.
Mm-hmm. It's nearly English. Ibrox? No, we'll join to Millennium Stadium.
Millennium Stadium, aye. Fits the only other stadium outside of Millennium, and Millennium and Wembley host a final post-war.
Villa Park
must be.
Nah, Old Trafford.
No.
1970. I think it was a replay they hosted.
Okay.
Which club has won the FA Cup most times and how many times?
Liverpool 12. 26.
Arsenal 7.
Arsenal 14.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Terrible.
They, and when it was played in the Millennium Stadium, they won it 3 times out of 6 years.
Did they?
Aye.
Wow. I think it'll be by Liverpool, man.
Mm-hmm.
Good game. Last game in the Millennium, do you mind fitting it was?
1-0 Scotland.
No, the last game in the Millennium, in the FA Cup final, last FA Cup final.
Mike Owen scored 2.
Liverpool, Gerrard scored a screamer.
West Ham. A great final.
Right, that's the one. Fitting one new. Two non-English clubs that competed in the FA Cup final, who are they?
Wrexham and Cardiff.
Wrexham and Swansea.
Swansea and Carlisle.
Cardiff City.
I have written Cardiff City, but I never said it.
Queen's Park.
Was it? They were in the first teams, was it? No.
It wasn't at first, it was close though.
Is that right?
Yeah. I think Cardiff's been in the final 3 times.
Have they?
I think they're the only team outside England that's won it.
Okay.
Everton beat Man United 1-0 in 95 FA Cup final. Which former Rangers player scored? Shed?
No.
I guess. Mike?
Mind blank.
Trevor Steeden.
Paul Rideout.
That's
good answer.
That was also a recluse when he was a child.
Obviously didn't need much in his whole days.
No, didn't.
So how much do I think you are clear?
Five.
There? Five.
Mm-hmm. Two.
Three.
Aye.
You
fell off a cliff since you had
that.
I'm off the flyer. Yes, haven't they last?
I don't like that picture looking at me.
Oh, right.
It's put math.
We're away for him tonight.
We're away for him for night.
We're
up at
Sheds.
Malmaison. Sheds house.
Second lounge.
No, this is my dining room. My second lounge is through the hallway.
Northwest wing away.
This would be actually. North would be. Northeast wing.
Is that fireplace usable?
Yep.
You forgot it on? You forgot it on? Nice old fucking coal fire chat, that is it?
It's exactly the same through house in the other room.
Did you tart that up like that, like, or was
that? No, it was like that, but at least I has tarted up. So.
Do you ever look at a mantelpiece when you're poking fire?
Never.
No.
Good point, is it?
Setting the scene.
No, but cheers for Shed
for putting us up.
Putting us up at night.
Rinse cheap.
pod room's getting a wee bit of
spruce up.
We're excited.
So we're just in the process of just going to dean up.
Decorator is getting it? Hammered. <10 away from laughs>
<you.
laughs> <See that?
laughs> You got sunscreen on, no?
Doubt it.
Hi, Bobby. Had a good Christmas, New Year, Shed?
I did, Mike. Aye. Christmas was busy enough, I suppose, with my mum and my brother not around here for Christmas Day. I was up my mother's
Boxing
Day, and then we had a quiz on
27th,
which turned out to be a fair night in the sesh. Mm-hmm. And then quiet after that.
Quiet.
Yeah. Aye, Hogmanay was quiet. Aye. New Year's Day is my mum's. Mm-hmm. Not much happening after that. Skip runs and
plenty of boxes to skip.
Right.
Throwing out last year's Christmas presents.
Trilling out all the shit today.
Back to work this week. Was you back last week?
No, I was back in yesterday, which was fine.
Aye.
Fine.
Aye, well, like
what a weirdo.
Like a bit. Last Thursday I was thinking, oh, I could get back my work now, can I'm ready for back to work. And then come Sunday night I was like, can I do a few days off?
Aye. I get back to work and fucking, I was glad to get back. I'm like, fuck off. Hell, what is wrong with folk?
The folk is like, Mel must be happy, yeah.
That's hilarious.
They're going back to work for a day,
will they? Oh, okay, and pure folk. Yeah. All right, so good time, good Christmas, good New Year.
I was fine, I'd be happy. Kids are happy, we sunny, you know, that jazz. So.
Just,
I was fine.
Biding in the house.
Just, it was fine, they having to get up and get into your work. You could hear a long lie, you could hear a late night, you could do forever, like, so it was fine.
I've struggled with long lies, my back.
My back gets sore.
Fucking Jesus, like.
But a long lie for me is 8 hours, maybe, can I? Can you know, a bit of crack of dawn and all that, but it's fine just to get up and not hear any arsehole, can.
Yeah.
Yep. Sit with the bathies on for a fairly.
The back, not Marley, sorry.
I don't care if it's my mattress or is it just a thing?
It's just
a thing. It's all I am from your Allah.
It's an Allah thing.
It's an Allah thing.
Definitely the Allah thing when you get sear backs and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. How long do you keep a mattress for, like, before you change it? Like?
Mine's getting yon way.
Is it?
Nah. Is it?
Yeah, you need it. About 5 years.
Oh. Half the way down, 10 easy.
Aye. Yeah. They say 8 years, then.
Is that what it is?
That's the magic number.
Okay. Okay,
Seemingly.
Oh, but you get new ones new, so it lasts you forever.
If it's
Matt just said 8 year.
Aye. Oh, but you get new ones new, it lasts you forever.
Well, last time I got a mattress, they did all that stupid shit, like, you lie and it was all computerised underneath. And
aye.
And this is the perfect fucking...
For you.
Fits a, like...
Springs.
It's a technical word for the...
For hardness.
A hardness of the mattress.
Density.
Or something like that. Right, dark. No, that's a new day, is it? Katie laid in one half and I laid in it. Really awkward. You had to lie on your back and then we're on your side and then we're on the other side. It's a load of shit. It's basically good. Sales marketing, is it?
Definitely.
And but her side's supposed to be different than mine, but it's nah.
No.
It's bollocks. It's just a load of bollocks.
Not a couple hundred quid on.
It's comfy, like, but. I was just walking up. For work, but the holiday is fucking annoying. Like,
lying too long.
That's what it is. Because you're lying about a day now. Well, some of the day or most of the day.
Did you have a good Christmas and New Year, Mass?
Did I? Christmas Day was really good.
Just the family?
Just me, wife, and the three kids. And it's a good laugh. Like,
it was party good. Games.
We played bingo.
Oh,
I was a caller.
Oh, was you? Do you mind the numbers? You give some of the numbers.
Well, the bingo, we got a bingo game. It was, didn't it come with a cracker, but it came with something anyway. And it had a big, massive card and it had the shouts, but it was special Christmas shouts.
Oh, okay.
And it was not just two fat ladies, two ducks swimming.
Legs 11.
It was Christmas specials.
Oh, okay.
But they didn't again. So they were like, oh, you're coming out with some really goodies. And I was like, come out the top of my head. Like. Then the wife spied it again. And I was like, so that was a good laugh. Like, put some cash on it, Ken. A fiver for one line, a tenner for two lines,
Two.
And 20 quid for Fall Hoose.
So it got competitive, did it?
Oh, fuck, aye, aye. So Demi won the fiver, Mither won the tenner, and then me, I won the 20 quid. So
I'll be going a bit.
Spread it. Saved on everybody greeting. Because if I was playing and I get any money, I'd be shit. I'm on my bed. Stewards Inquiry.
Yeah, stupid game. Fucking kick it.
But that's, we played some cards and that, and that. So that was good fun. Like Switch.
Switch, no, yeah,
classic game.
Mm-hmm. Like a bit game of shitheed and that.
You play, that's a two player though, is it? Can you play that with me? No. If it's a game we used to play in a crown mine and you could play with your partner mine. The fuck was that guy again? I was good, like.
Wasn't it like whist?
Aye, whist, like, aye.
No, it was the crib. But no, it was whist or rummy or something like that.
Rummy?
Aye.
Sure, gin rummy?
Something like that, aye.
It was fucking good. I don't even mind how you play it, but I mind. Fuck knows. It was good fun.
I think they played the Legion on a Tuesday night.
Oh, do they?
Aye, Christmas Day was good. Like, I won the third season of the poker. No?
So oh, I just, no, I just, I slap, just slap that in there. Like,
yeah. It was funny. It was funny as fuck because we was up with the Oak and it was like, oh, the Kenty boy was leading Brian. He was him and the wife was away. I can't remember. He said he was away.
Inverness. Something Inverness. Yeah.
So they were away for the weekend for the scene and the bells and I was like, all right. So I think he was sitting second. Shoggy was sitting third and I was sitting fourth, so it was like Dina sums a forward command because Brian's not here, so if Marcy gets X amount, he wins. If I get X amount, so turned out I would need to win Hail Thing because I was 21 folk and 21 just got me the right order.
Mm-hmm. You get mayor, every player turns up with two and a half points
get added on.
So
I was like, oh, it was only 20 folk. I says, oh, I can't win. A boy appeared. I was like, oh, I've got a chance. I win it now. And then we figured out with Marseille, we 21 folk. If he finished fourth that night, he'd have enough points to go to top. And if Shaggy didn't finish,
he was first or second. We could get.
If he finished first or second, he could win it. If I finished first, I could win it. And if Marseille finished in the top four, he could win it.
So it's competitive.
A lot of permutations.
It was quite good, aye.
I was folding aces and I hand just sitting there tight, Ken. Well, I wasn't folding aces, but I was folding medium pocket pairs and I wasn't even bothering playing because they can get you into trouble, Ken. So I just sat here and I had a couple of good hands and all, like, to
see you at home.
I ended up finishing third.
Yes. Did you get that?
Yeah, not really. Like, it was just a
in the toilet. Stand up. In the toilet yourself, in the cubicle.
Well, Brian's got family play again. Murray Lang and his wife play. And Murray's wife's Brian's daughter, right? Mm-hmm. So they were playing and she doubled him up. And then, no, Murray doubled him up. And then she doubled him up. So it was his family.
Give me the chaps.
And Murray was obviously texting him while we were playing. Oh, fucking Massey's got a lot of chips. He's fucking eight. So, I've seen him on Friday. Like, so
he's good crack. He talks it well.
So is that season finished?
That season finished. Okay. So started straight into the next season.
Okay, so started. That's Friday or is it? Where you started?
I already started.
Okay,
started.
Started.
8 points on Friday. Like,
shame me.
I've qualified for the Night of Champions.
What's that like? How about
Aberdeen Casino? So it's every season. So it's three seasons in a year. So every season's 1 hour. Playing it. I've never played that before, so we'll see if it. Like,
did you play it? Oh, you played it last year. Or you thought
regionals.
That's a regional. That's how you qualify. Okay, you get three regionals a year for the top 15% of the league or the.
League
venue you play in of your league. Mm-hmm. So the Oak top 15% of the Oak players go on to the so
but Night of Champions, that's champions kind of <regional, so. laughs> She has never played Night, has it?
Not yet.
So bragging rights for a wee league.
Definitely. So good Christmas, maybe New Year quiet.
Pretty quiet. We actually went and been in Aberdeen. Me and the wife just went in for a night, a dirty night of war. In the Sandman.
The hair shower, like,
no, I didn't hair shower. No, it's better than the Sandman. It's really nice in there. Really impressed with it. So, we paid a bit more. You could have been in the jury's end for 58 quid, but Sandman was like double the price. But it's just one night. We'll splash you. So, that in the afternoon,
I'm splashing you twice tonight.
three times.
Lady.
It's in a space of 5 minutes.
You got to make the best of it from your wife at Burns nowadays. But the air out was really nice. And we're sitting there early, had my lunch at Prince of Wales. Steak and ale pie.
Unreal.
Unbelievable pub grubbling. Just fantastic. And excellent pint fare. And
aye.
You should go there, Mike. You'll love it.
A good pint.
Proper booze on it.
It's a good booze on it.
It's a really long bar. And you get all types there. And you get your Rockies and your...
I'm sure there's a fact it's the longest bar.
It's definitely the longest bar in
Scotland or somewhere. Some statistic.
What about is it?
Right next to
Buck came for the Gop shop.
Oh, I swear, I mean, you're saying do the lane.
Oh, wait, cobbled lane.
Correct, doing correction wind or and go up. Oh, yeah.
Ken, if you're a lassie, you wouldn't go doing air in the dark yourself.
No.
A few things happen doing air.
Can imagine, but it's nice in there. So Katie did a bit of shopping. So she's thrilled around. Then with the supper at Toon House, it used to be a yon Brazil, I mean, that Brazilian place, was it?
Beef and all that.
When you flip the card, eat as much as you can. Or something, it was good.
Used to be that, but it's a Toon House now, so I just did a fish and chips. Yeah, it was good, And then we went, ended up in the Stag to watch a Dirt.
Great pub.
Good Brazil.
How good? I think it's losing that bit. Half a dusty.
Was it?
Can I old like test for you wipe
four in a bed,
beside your I'll test for you wipe beside your finger something, and there's a fucking well done shed, you're alright. Just at the table here. Can you get in the top? Can the top's got like a all stuffed animals? It's just a coating of stew in them, Ken.
Aye.
I think that's a good sign. Didn't it used to be like that, did it?
Your mum and I'd be happy with that.
Too busy pouring pints, maybe. Not enough time to clean.
Aye, well. But it's fine pints, So I was basically ours, even though it was a couple of days after that, was basically our hog money, because we didn't have fuck all on hog money. Cleaned up me a spewings off the carpet. It's a bit.
That was a quote of the
first time's always the worst, is it?
Oh, she's definitely a massy.
She's definitely a massy ailer. She tucks after me and her mum. she was throwing up with her carpet.
Wife must have been fuming with you.
Oh, she was not happy. She got a row. Okay.
Wife of the mom and you was in the background just trying to smack.
I was not happy either, but I just, because, isn't it, to me, there's no point in both of yous going for
it's one or the other, is it?
I think, Ken, if mother's going to have a nut, then yours will just bide out with it.
Stand back.
These are confinement in your own house, Ken, I mean.
Exactly, she was in the house,
Aye.
But Ken, the places, Ken, she could have spewed in the kitchen, bathroom, the fucking lobby, Ken, that would have been easy, but no, in her bedroom, over the carpet.
Is it milk?
Black current, pure black
current. Is it cleaned?
It's come up pretty well, but it's seen a hoora scrubbing.
Is it like Gary spewed in my brand new house?
That's right,
and permanently stained it.
Was it? Because that was creamy carpet.
Brand new.
Oh fuck! What colour was that? Was that a black coke?
Just left a patch, and then he bailed in the morning before he even saw me.
Aye,
you as a complicity. I think you were in the car, but I think you was driving.
Aye. Don't mind it. Is that the same night as he broke you on wifey's windy?
Aye.
It's been a menace that night. What did he throw again?
A steen.
Was it?
Because my lassie was getting
that's
changed.
Poor behaviour, man.
Our blinds were so far down to here, and you could see anything else. So there was 15 boys just standing looking. And then Gary just thought it'd be funny to throw a steen.
Smashed a
windy. I didn't even think they noticed to start with, though, did
it? And then he would come in and said for a laugh, Kenny, he would wreck my house because it's my new house, and then straight off the plans, and then spewed it, just left it.
That's what mates are for,
Chapals, funny enemies.
So was that just chilling after that?
I just watched a lot of TV. To be honest, I didn't really watch a lot of TV apart from sport. But during the holidays, I did watch quite a lot of TV. Some interesting programs.
Aye,
watch that Saltburn. Spoiler alert. Well, but we're not spoiling.
It's a spoiler.
Watch it. It's worth a watch.
It's worth a watch.
It's good.
Aye,
it's a good film. A lot of dark humor in it.
It's definitely dark humor. Yeah, it's a comedy.
They said I think it's a comedy, and started watching it. That's not comedy, but then
I didn't laugh too much, to be honest.
Aye.
I did a lot of, oh my God.
See, the whole time you just felt uneasy watching it.
Can I? Very uneasy. I'll never listen to that Sophie Ellis Bextor song.
Aye.
Same again. The Murder on the Dance Floor.
I was waiting for a lady to go to work so I can get the Hoover out like, and do it myself. Like. That's a good film. Like, I had a laugh at the start of the film that says this film contains scenes of smoking.
Smoking.
A warning for smoking.
That's at least the fucking thing you should have been warning
about. The boy's licking spunk off a bath and he's fucking putting a warning for fucking smoking.
He's riding a grave.
I heard that scene was improvised.
It was improvised.
That can't be right. If that's improvised, me as a director. Some serious questions you're this actor here.
He got fairly into the role though, did he?
Oh,
it was good. Like,
It's
a really good film. But some absolutely disgusting.
William Strachan doppelganger, though, eh?
I saw you boys seeing that.
100%.
I didn't see it.
100%. The United boys are listening, Jesus Christ.
What's his name in the film again? I always forget names.
I didn't say do I. I was too busy, cock in hand. Now, good film. You watch Equalizer now, did you?
Equalizer. It's all your film, after you boys were speaking about it. Can't mind if that was after the podcast or during it. He was... Tell him about Equalizer. I watched the second and disappointed with it.
First thing's a better though.
The first thing's good.
Fantastic. The stopwatch. Timing themselves. It's basically Seagal-esque, isn't it?
But
it's really good. Like, first thing. I haven't seen the third thing yet. The second thing's not great.
Weakest of the three, probably.
Third thing's good. I like the third thing in that way.
It's good.
And I watched that... Mr. Bates v. the Post Office.
Oh, I
watched that as well.
Oh, was that one good?
We binge watched that.
That's good.
One after another.
Oh, good.
It was good. Really good. It was up till 2 in the morning. I was like, we'll hit watch the next thing new. Okay. Oh, fuck. We'd 3 in. It was 1 to go. It was like 1 in the morning.
That's a normal bed.
Like, for Katie, we're going to bed. No, Katie was going to bed. No, I can't sleep until we watch this.
That was like you got Michelle Keegan thing.
It was like that last night. There was only one left.
We've watched it in 2 nights.
Aye.
If you went, so you didn't watch the last team?
No. Nah.
We'll watch it. For that card again.
Fool me once.
Is it? Good.
Aye. Good. Aye. Really good.
Is she getting naked?
She is fantastic.
No. The downside of it.
She is unbelievable.
I'm never watching
her. Nah, she's good. Like,
she was in Inverness in my 30th. We had a 30th.
You invite her?
No, but she was in the same nightclub. She must have kind of was going.
So, so good time.
I think that's all I've got on my list here.
Aye.
I have a night now, so trampoline park. I doubt he ever do it. I've got my fit ahead for Christmas meal.
Aye.
So it's soup. Can I soup today again?
Broth.
Starting leak,
Thai soup.
That was good.
Interesting choice.
Is that right?
Yeah, loaf or oat cakes with.
We've got the oat cakes.
Crusty rolls.
Aye, nice.
But they weren't like crustines, actually. They were like
Petit pois.
Petit
pois?
No.
Petit pans.
Petit pans.
They're more peely wally white.
Aye,
heat them up.
Open them up. Load them with butter.
Aye, well, they went
so fine.
Quite well.
Fall up before you've even started.
Aye, Ken, you end up paying about half dozen of them. So beef. Just did it on fucking beef, Yorkies, roast thighs, scurly. No, we didn't have scurly. She didn't have scurly. No.
Mealy?
Nah, mealy, no. Brussels sprouts, gravy.
English stuffing?
Sage and onion stuffing?
I think she said they had stuffing.
Sacrilege.
That's all right, though.
Sage and
onion. I don't mind that.
Beef?
I'm used to that.
Beef?
Aye, beef. I like a beef. And with a lovely cheesecake, white chocolate and raspberry.
Oh, now you're talking.
Jenna made it.
Truly scrumptious, with
you. Oh my God, it was Moorish.
Moorish.
Yeah. It wasn't too sweet either, so you could hear another slab nebula. So that was fine. Well done, Jenna.
Well done.
Don't quibble yourself.
Mine's nice and quick.
Aye.
Never been so ill in my life.
Really?
So that's 8 weeks. Until this week I've been ill. Three bouts of antibiotics, double ear infection. So I've been laid up for, not laid up, but out of action for 8 weeks. So Lenny had double ear infection twice. So he was all right on Christmas morning, opening Sunday, and That was kind of it. And then, so done nothing, didn't have a drink, didn't leave the house. So, aye, brilliant. No, I'm just talking, you'd be better. So just as I was driving today and all, so I went to get my lug sorted. I feel like naming a company, but I'm not going to. And the butchered my lug. So I went to get my lugs cleared.
Uh-huh.
Last, on the 22nd, boy's covered in tattoos, giving it all this, gone out and all that. And he goes, oh, if it's sort of qualifications you need for like clearing your lugs. And he's like, oh, it's not actually regulated. So by this point, I'm like sort of pulling my head because you couldn't get it unblocked. Anyway, so then he goes and gets a boss. She's like, well, nah, I can't, we can keep going. By this point, I'm like, I says, nah, you'll hate to stop because that's there. Managed to get an appointment at Specsavers on the 27th. They couldn't do anything with either. Back to the doctor on the 28th. She goes, you've got an infection in about your eardrums. It's something to do with the tubes. Uh-huh. And she went, has somebody been in your ears? And I went, aye. I says, I got my ears cleared. And she went, well, they've totally butchered my right eardrum. So I'm totally deaf in my right lug.
What the fuck?
Oh, dear.
Fucking fuming.
Aye.
I sent him a Schneider the other day, threatening him with legal action.
Aye.
So I'm back in Morn to see Stick Crackers. Because I said to the doctor, like, I'll sort. And she didn't commit or deny.
Is that right?
So, oof. I can handle it being near wheel, but see, like my balance is out of fucking hand. Like,
deafness
is because I'm just like that.
It's annoying, like.
That's now worse. Again, like if you go into the shower and you get a bit of water stuck in your car, it's not worse, isn't
so, so that's what I thought it was all along, because I've been moaning about it for a few months, but it was the start of this infection or something. Oh, so I'm crabbing at the best.
Duck that bit and you put. You plunge it forever. Come on, unblock, unblock.
So I'm crabbing at the best of times, let alone other, because 8 weeks. So I think Kirsty was a bit fed up. So I think she was glad I'm back to work now. But no, I was all right. Like, see, I still was getting about and doing stuff, but I wasn't fit for. I went out one day to try and offered to go to Pataudry, and then I was home by like 3 o'clock. I didn't go to Pataudry. I had like one beer, went doing like acid, went home.
Aye.
So nothing much.
No, I got my Auntie Marion for my lugs, like, she clears it. Aye. Mine, the first time I went there, because my fucking lug was completely blocked. Aye. I couldn't hear nothing.
That's what I've got, aye.
And she's like, oh, I had never. I said, she's in with a syringe. Aye. And then she got the tweezers, I'm not joking, she hauled out. It sounds like a fucking, like a rat's baby.
Aye.
Pulled out my lug, was like, holy fuck.
But they got
my it was like a net full of wax.
Aye.
It was weird. I think I did send a photo.
You did send a photo, this is years ago,
was
it?
Fucking massive.
Aye.
It's like, so they got my
left lug, no bother, and it was the size of a Malteser. And they goes, that's the easy. And honestly, I thought about he was shouting at me.
Aye.
I felt.
It's nuts, is it?
Unbelievable. So I still in the process of that. But I think I had a breakthrough in the way out in the car today, because at the minute it sounds like I'm in a tunnel.
Aye.
I think it's maybe moving.
It's getting better, isn't
aye.
It?
Mm-hmm. So, that was me. So, and then the side effects of the antibiotics, the strongest things I got was nausea. So I had 9 days of feeling like I wanted to spew. Oh, but man. I just had to grind it out because I was wanting an infection going.
Aye.
And yeah, I felt his holidays were ruined.
Aye. That's sounds good.
Good hell,
Mike. Did he? It was very quiet. Christmas Day, out in my brother's house. My sister cooked for the Halo-us. It was about me, Elaine, Laura, Brenda, Robert, their two kids, my brother, his daughter. No, there. No, it's just Minnie, then my dad. So. Good spread. His sister cooked it. Amazing.
She's a good cook,
aye. Really, really good. She cooked two different kinds of beef. Is it a Pajana? You heard this? Pajana beef? It's like a West Highland kind of.
No, never.
So we had like silver side and we had this different cut of beef.
Oh, okay.
Really fine. Like, then we obviously had a cheesecake and that. Right. Good day. Mm-hmm. I had about 2-3 bottles of wine, me and Elaine. So it's good. Good crack. Then it was about it until the 30th. And we were supposed to go doing watch Tyne United. Vale game.
I was gutted about it.
So obviously called off. But they were still doing the corporate.
Was it a good day?
Really good day.
Right.
It was more about then they were doing Ian Thane was doing the compare again.
Good crack.
He's a good man, like he's a good man, Ian. And then the heads and tails and just watched Old Firm. Then after that was like a casino thing through the house, so it was like pontoon and roulette and all that shit. So
pontoon.
Well, that came for the was.
So that was a fair day, the 30th, and that was it. I was in my bed by 11:30 in Hogmanay.
Was he?
Aye. It was the far
he was back at 12.
I didn't. I think I touched a drink. I was out. I think I had a dram last Friday when you was playing poker.
Oh, aye.
I was doing much in the Tottenham Burnley game.
Aye.
Jim Parker. So very quiet.
There's not much folk there for New Year now, is it? Like I would probably say nearly 90% of folk I've spoke to said nothing.
Aye, who rage?
Aye. Younger Ains maybe.
Aye,
yeah. Different story.
Younger Ains. But it's not the same as fit. You used to go first fitting in. Does that even happen?
I think it even happens now, does it?
You used to go out and hog me and they come back to
well, oh, yeah. 3 days. Watch Wally Sim drink a hell glass of whiskey. Mine. A time of mine. I can't remember what that was.
That fucking state.
What a nick he was in.
Holy fuck.
You used to watch. You used is to it? Go around first fit till about 8 o'clock in the morning again.
Yeah.
Then you, New Year's Day was I.
Get the bottles.
Bug of bottles. I want my granny shoes for a hell day. Get sitting, get sozzled there. Then I was end up somewhere. Somebody's used to watch a darts because mine the darts was out. Darts final was out on at night.
That's right.
Steaming again and fucking.
If you turned up at somebody's door a bag of ale,
I'm sure they would.
I'd be like, look, what the fuck?
We've been obviously bidden for in Crescent and we had a notorious person in your street. He used to chap in all the doors in the first and you had to house for chaff your lights, but there was a year we got caught with him.
Aye.
How was it?
Feel Neil.
How was it? Did you? Used to go to Abdi's, did he?
Go to Abdi's, but so eventually he chapped the door and lights were on. And I was like, oh shit. So, Dad, take the man for a drink.
Aye.
It just shows you, Ken.
Aye.
The days going by, chapping in randoms doors and getting in, coming in for a drink.
Desperate for ale.
Desperate for ale.
I've just noticed Marcy's donning a new pair of
Crocs.
Shoes Crocs. Here. Ho, ho, ho. These are as comfy as Mike Pezzer.
I didn't go for a lined.
Aye.
That's the new jeans I've got for Christmas. Got lined jeans, but standard.
Are you seriously wearing them?
Aye, oh, I guess fucking. My God. So handy to slip on and off.
Size them. What are they?
11s.
11s. I noticed you get charms to stick in the hole.
That's my daughter's got.
I've got some Packers in the north.
If you got a set of lights, come, you can get a set of lights.
I've got alphabet eens coming out so I can get Baz on them.
I'm a big fan.
No.
Oh, man.
Have you got any charm shavings like me?
No.
They are lined though.
Well, they're not really a croc, really, because it's lined and it's a croc's got holes in them.
You didn't wear a moot hoose, though, do you?
No.
Kirsty's got lined crocs, eh?
Aye.
You didn't go to the shop like that, aren't
you? I'm getting to the shop after this. I will be in the shop. If I'd seen somebody doing that, I'd be like, what the fuck? Because it's me, it's all right. I'm not going to go up myself.
I think it's all right if you're scuttling about who shoots side and side and
about,
but nae going up the shops anymore.
Aye. Yeah.
No, that.
No, you didn't.
Aye.
No. See, you've got the Packers badge on. How's the NFL coming along this season?
We've made the playoffs. Turned to the Bears on Sunday, so happy choppy. Like, got Cowboys in wild card. They should beat us, but Jordan Love's playing unbelievable. Like,
aye,
some of his throws, man, sexual. Got Aaron Jones back running back, and he's premier running back. So he's their defenseman.
Okay,
kind of a double threat now.
Aye.
So that frees up Jordan Love, and
so fun
some of these young receivers are playing really well. And Sunday.
Sunday coming already.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's Saturday, Sunday.
Sunday.
Is it Sunday?
But they're shit times. I think there's one game on at 6.
Aye.
Two on at 9:30.
Aye.
One on at 1 and two on at 1:30.
Aye.
Parker's at 9:30.
Oh, that's all right. I'll get watching.
Niners, top seeds. Purdy.
They number one seeds, are they?
Has number two, is it Ravens?
Ravens has got one in.
Yeah. Aye. Ravens are AFC, though, I think, aren't they?
Aye.
Aye. They're number one seeds in the AFC.
Are they?
Aye. Yeah.
Yeah,
Eagles have fell off a cliff. Like.
They were 10-1, and now they've finished 11-6.
Well, they finished like
five losses in a row.
Good stuff. For about darts, you watch your darts mentioned there.
Darts,
the darts is very
darts
good.
I've watched quite a lot of the darts.
First time I've watched the darts in a long
time. Me,
is it because I look littler?
It was actually
because of him.
I want to watch it again for a while. I just tuned in. I watched the quarterfinals onwards.
Mm-hmm, same.
Yeah. I watched quite a lot of the games. Like
just because it was
something on, something to watch, was it?
Aye. Unbelievable quality.
Aye.
Seen the final.
Standard.
Like last. Because if he'd went to 5-2, he would have won it.
Aye.
But then after that, Humphreys averaged fit 130 for the last. It was unbelievable. He didn't even get a sniff of getting back in because Humphreys was that good.
Yeah. I missed that double two, did he?
To go 5-2.
He teamed too long in it, did he? Because he hit a second bad dart and he was like thinking.
But Humphreys didn't get enough credit for me. Like, I know he's playing a 16 all of it, but averaging about 130 for four sets in a row was just ridiculous.
And I had him sports personality of the year last year, didn't he?
it's a game, isn't it?
But he's class, is he?
Aye.
But Luke Littler's into the Premier League, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's a fair take on being 16 year old.
Mm-hmm.
He's not 16, though, is he?
He's definitely 30, isn't he? I looked at a boy, Miley playing for Newcastle, and I went to Kirstown. Here's a 17-year-old Bairn. Look at Luke Littler.
He's a 30-year-old money.
Aye, but some folk, like, when you were 16, Shed, you looked like you was 40, can you, with the hair and all that, can you know what I mean? Some boys kind of mature more and quicker than other guys, like.
Absolutely. Didn't look like that at 16.
He doesn't
give me some credit.
He's on the darts diet anyway, is he?
No. Oh, 100% die.
But at Humphreys used to be a big fat.
Aye. Aye.
Did he lost a hood away? Because there's a photo of him with Littler, and Littler was a wee kid.
With Littler,
and he was massive.
That's
like,
right,
big. So, at Humphreys kind of came out of nowhere, recently.
He's 35 matches in.
Undefeated. Since like September or something like that, is he?
So. 5 tournaments.
Mm-hmm. So, that was good
it's
tournament.
It's good news that. There's a lot of folk can win it. Ken, it's nae like from Taylor, you just can't get. Nobody could touch Taylor for a while, Ken. He was just turning up and winning. But it's really competitive now, Ken. I think it's a good final. I enjoyed the final.
We've said that a million times. I think every sport needs a rival.
Or somebody
that's nae dominating.
Aye.
100%.
Yeah.
Or nae, like Taylor's domination was ridiculous.
It was beyond a joke.
Nobody could get near him, Ken.
Yeah.
Because he just had to turn up for the final some years and he was fucking.
Barney run him close sometimes.
Oh, Barney beat him, man.
Yeah.
Priestley beat him in that, didn't he? Dennis Priestley.
He was so slow, was he?
He was not good to watch, was he?
No, he was boring, like.
And you ever see the dartboard when if Taylor had the first 240?
What's that?
What? Taylor had the first ever 240 on the dartboard.
Aye.
You ever seen that old dart? They had a dartboard you go to treble 20?
Aye.
Between the treble 20 and the bull, they had another. So it was a 240, aye.
It's a bit shit going for 501. You need to be 701.
Okay.
He should just go for 19s, Littler. Every time he went do for 19s, he got to treble. Every fucking time. His cover shots were unbelievable.
Sky again, getting a bit woke with all this. Ladies kind of commentating on it and
was there?
Aye, and the studio and all that.
Aye.
What about Joey Barton?
He's like us on steroids.
He's like us. Somebody that's got plenty of money in the bank and doesn't care for what he says.
Doesn't give a
fuck. Some of the stuff he said is a bit
too far.
He's trying to get a bit of attention on it.
Serial killers is way too far. Like
he's got 2.5 million followers on Twitter, so that's fits all about, isn't it? Because I think he gets coined, does he?
No, he'll get coined for
probably. The hits he gets and that. And he's obviously, again, he's calling fucking Jeremy Vine a nonce and a mic and fucking some of
Gary Neville, you actually threatened him, didn't you?
I'll clean you up or something.
Clean you up, you wet wipe. Don't come near me again.
That would be funny, though, if he did lay Neville out. I'd be on board with that. I've never been a Joey Barton fan, but.
No, but fair play. Lemmy's resurrected his career.
But if you're being honest, they're saying that he's freedom of speech. It's only freedom of speech if it fits the narrative. But just because.
Because he doesn't agree with him.
Aye. It's not allowed.
It's not allowed. Mm-hmm. So.
Only thing it doesn't agree with the woke is sexism, racism,
misogyny, something like that. So it doesn't.
Anism.
Anism of some sort.
But saying they're like Fred and Rose West, but it was a bit too far.
That's a massive insult to Fred West.
Because they've never commentated on the TV. So how'd you get?
They were good at their job.
They were efficient. Cracking Gerdner.
It's a minefield topic, isn't it?
That's me saying he's gone too far.
He actually did a poll on Twitter the other day asking
folks' opinions.
They should any Luku or should females be commentating in men's games? I was thinking, when I voted, it was like 44% saying no.
But you've got in mind, that's his followers.
His followers, exactly.
I'm not adverse to the the Omdi commentating, as long as they're good.
Yeah.
And I think we're on agreement.
Yeah, totally. Because there's as much baddies.
Because there's as much men bad. And I don't like listening to him. Kind of like a John Hartson and fucking Chris Boyd.
Yeah.
Oh, that boy's fucking Janus. And but you've just got equivalent to any Aluko and all that. Mob as well, Ken. I switch him off when the mails are shit.
Mm-hmm. Mute. But it's the fact that they're getting things completely wrong.
Aye.
Can they give a bad opinion? Now. They're getting something wrong. It's factually incorrect when they're saying it.
But again,
because we've never done that.
Aye, men definitely do that. It's just, again,
but as you said, I've muted blokes' commentary as much as I've muted wifey's.
But it's the just bad commentary or bad co-coms.
Ruins
bad,
a
bad analysis.
I'm not against wifey's doing analysis just because they're wifey's. Like you say, I just want them to be good, Ken.
Oh, I should do
it. I'll listen to most of the wifey's in other sports, Ken.
And I can
like tennis wifeys are good,
but is that maybe because you didn't care about tennis?
Aye, well, there's a
I think there's a bit of that.
There's a wifey, does Phoebe, is it? Does the NFL? There's not even a fucking the wifeys even play American football again.
No, but she's an ex
Buffalo coach. I think she's really good. Like, and Davies with the golf.
She's excellent.
She's good, Ken.
She's good.
And the lasses that do the golf. I just think football pundit is pish. It's going to do this. It's good do the toilet. It used to be really good. And now it's parfait. What do I like? Roy Keane.
Keane's only.
Carragher.
McCoist's
good. Struggling
after that.
I thought McCoist is getting tenured of goals other next. He said the man of the match.
Did he?
No, instead of player of the match.
It's probably he's near fired.
Exactly.
I just like folk that say something interesting, Ken. Ashley Cole, he's come on a few times. I thought, fuck, I like the way he speaks, Ken. He could, and I had to play for him. That's just why folk and come across.
You then you got fucking clown at Sturridge.
He's not great.
Like, Kev, I was brilliant on the radio yesterday. Manuel Petit was absolutely brilliant on Talk Sport. Could I listen loads of brilliant stuff?
All right.
Did you watch a lot of football with Festus?
Yeah, I watched most of the games that were a lot of games I watched now.
Seen a good few. Didn't see much of the FA Cup at the weekend.
No.
I forgot the Arsenal. I never even watched the Arsenal game. Arsenal Liverpool. About it.
I watched that game. I thought it was a good game.
I forgot about it. Probably the best game of. Rafaeli.
Arsenal, fucking hell. They should have been about five up.
Need a striker.
First half.
Sorry.
But it's just when I got nobody to score goals, Ken. Do you think, apart from Saka, attack Saka out of team, Ken, fast scoring the goals. Like Jesus, he's fucking. I was injured.
But we said at the time he was going to get you
20 goals a season. Nah. That's the difference. I think that's the biggest difference between them and some of the other teams. Ken, other teams got fire.
Well, they look at Liverpool, but be honest to see if in Salah goes.
How they get on.
Diaz, he's
good for a goal. Jota's good for a goal. Mm-hmm. Ken, they will not be 20 goals a season, but between them, they'll get a lot of goals.
To cover them. Yeah.
Nunes, well.
It's
jury style in Hamlet.
But a lot of games was cancelled due to the festive period in the Highland League. Obviously, we said we tried to go and see him, and obviously, well done to Tyre United to get the pitch kind of nearly playable in the Vale game. After
just
that
one floods. Corner, was it?
After unbelievable. That floods.
Well, when you've seen the pictures,
you think, how is that even remotely possible?
To fit the goat looking like on a Saturday morning, it's like, wow, well done, folks.
Yeah. But it's a lot of work, and didn't that come through again?
Aye.
Aye, game, didn't they get on? It's a bit a pity. Like, but they're a good win against Clark, though.
5-1.
I was doing 1-0 too.
But with the games getting called off in the winter jink, they should have a wee winter break and play maybe a wee bit later into the April,
I think,
May.
They should you'll get better than me, but should extend the season, because I think looked at Brora get to be basically three games a week if you now outland the season.
It's Bucky.
Yeah.
Bucky now, they've only played 11 games.
Because they're Scottish club, they kind of play beyond the Scottish Cup final.
Oh, is it?
Yep.
The playoffs, though, they've got to be finished in time for.
Oh, aye, they've got that as well.
But playoff game for getting promoted.
Yeah.
That's because it didn't. They used to be so hard and fast this season. It finishes earlier, and it's used to.
It's April, isn't it? It finishes.
It's normally finished before May.
Aye. I think you should give some serious thought to putting fit behind the summer now, summer rather. Because, can you, the stop in, find the stop about May, can
May, because they start, well, stop end of April and then start, because the training starts normally June.
And go back.
Ah, it's not just the Highland League, no, just Scottish football.
Scottish football, well, April, May.
Because you're missing, can you see the pictures in June, July? I can start in August again, but 2 months the RFA, you'll never get a cancellation.
No.
Well, even for April. Can you end of March, start of April through?
Aye.
You could run it the other way through the end of October.
Because there's been a lot of top level games off.
Aye. Mm-hmm. And it just causes a bottleneck
up against it, newly like Aberdeen, catch up in games.
Because there'll just be a bottleneck of games after games and injuries. And
look at Bucky again, fit if they played. They're like fucking, they're fit of the 5-6 games of him. Ken, that's a killer, I like.
They'll have to play 3 games a week.
Aye.
And that, well, that takes its toll on any squad. No matter how good or how big, 3 games a week.
And if you're working,
travelling.
Part time, Ken. Apart, if you've an understanding boss, but I'm a better every player will have an understanding boss. Because a lot of their bosses, if it's fucking, this is your livelihood, it's more important.
Exactly.
Well, I've got to get down to Brechin. I'm working in Bucky, but I've got to get down to Brechin for fucking 6 o'clock or whatever.
Some of our boys in Bucky probably down here in their job.
I'm making good enough money with Bucky. We've got a big game at the end of the month in Argan Celtic and I as well.
5,000 tickets. They got 5,000 tickets, didn't they, for Celtic?
Did they?
Aye.
Probably gone out
nearly sold already. So it's 8,000 in Bucky and they're going to sell them out.
Well, my brother and my loon, they're gone down to Celtic Park and watch a game.
Aye, Celtic end or a Bucky end?
Celtic.
Mm-hmm. How about local Sociedad? Got a win at weekend?
Locals, is he trying to indoctrinate him into being a Tim?
Aye.
Is he?
Aye.
Are you standing for that?
Horrible. Horrible. Good. Well. I took him into Aberdeen a few times and wasn't he
in it?
Was he?
Nah, but he's a United fan, so there's enough shit to put up.
Mia's got herself a boyfriend.
Oh.
So fits my first question. Does he play football?
Does he?
So he plays football.
Oh, it's few.
And that goes, teams he sport. Celtic and Liverpool.
Oh my god.
No way.
It goes, well, that's finished.
He's not getting on a threshold ass house.
There's no way he's met you yet. Is he? Marseille is your worst nightmare in here. If you had a boyfriend, you would be terrified meeting Marseille.
Towering over you at the door, Ken. Staring down at you.
So he was nervous when you start quoting and you have to meet them lads for the first time. That's never a good experience.
Especially the dad.
You're just hoping the dad's a wet wipe again. I can maybe bully us.
Then you find out he's there and
it's like when I started going out with Lisa, the amount of folk I spoke to. You going to be far? Aye. Have you met her all, man, yet?
No.
Oh. You're like, good luck. Fuck.
Like Chinutho, does he?
I presume so.
He's your number one fan.
Yes, I bought my coffee.
Crossing yourself before you go to the door.
I bet Loco's got a win at weekend against Huntley.
Oh, they did. 1-0 Dune as well. Come back to 2-1. So
it must be their first win in a while, is it, Loco's?
I played for a while.
Exactly.
Huntley SD Rugland, are they?
Aye. They've been poor after.
Holly's got a couple of wins for Elgin. Beat Peter Reid and then they won again.
Yeah. So we put him doing somebody put him doing for the accumulator thing.
They beat
and they fucking won. Mm-hmm. Now the fortune's changed for them. They may be listening to our podcast and thinking, fuck him.
We'll show him.
See Aaron Reid, though, is a Fort Martin.
Aye.
Is it Fort Martin?
Anderson, isn't it? Scotty Anderson's a first team coach and he's sure he's a
man. Is this on loan? Or a loan for Peter Heath?
Faberdeen.
Aye, okay.
And recalled and then.
See Pallet's at fucking Pallet.
No, I just signed for
Pallet.
Pallet.
Pallet. Played that for forklift. Peter Pallet. Wooden Pallets.
He's seen that in Wooden Pallets.
He's.
Peter Pallet.
Ended up at Peter Heath, is he?
Peter Pallet.
See, like Foxy, it's sad to see. He's 33, Ken.
You're still playing at.
It's still a fucking good a decent level.
Good level of it, but 33, you're the wheel.
Never top. Well, they are League Two now, aren't they?
League Two. So
they're up there fighting for promotion.
Yep.
They got relegated last year, weren't it? That's right.
Aye, they're up there again, though.
Mm-hmm. Aye.
No, but hopefully games will be on this weekend for the Highland League. kind of was a bit of frost behind, but hopefully it'll be on. Aberdeen.
Good man for Torres, though. Five goals in the second half.
Aye. Yep. I did have a 1-0 doing as well.
They must be sitting that right league, aren't they?
I think the league's split right in two now.
There's like a jump.
Points away for like sort of fifth place. So
aye.
Could be a, if we can get a strong second half of the season, good finish this year.
Yeah. Hopefully. Scottish Leagues, SPL. We've not been in since
Skip out, Mike.
Want anything interesting happening?
We'll have to dive into the old firm.
What about the cup final? Have we done the cup final?
I've done that.
Ah, we have, okay.
No, I don't think we did.
No, we did. The cup final, but the old firm. Wow. That was a bit of a shocker, I thought, personally.
It's not a shocker.
If you swapped the strikers, Rangers would have won a game. That's what I think. It's a difference between the two of them.
Desersman. Fucking Jesus. He is horrible, is he?
Was he waiting for next Christmas to think he could whack it all the way into the 6-yard box before he hits a shot? Unbelievable.
God knows, he was poor.
He is fucking hopeless. Oh my God. He'll never ever be good, Ken. Some boys you think, nice he's size. Like, he's shy, but he might come good.
Nah.
I see they're getting rid of Lammers already.
Utrecht.
Aye. Doug Desser's real.
Aye, Desser's.
I tell you, Fit Beale's done there is like.
Some of his recruitment's been.
He's wrecked that club, isn't he? Isn't he?
I'm just saying that though, if we could get a couple of good strikers, I think we're a million miles away.
Did you get boy Fabio Silva for Wolves?
Aye, we've got him, aye.
He's a half decent.
He was a good player, basically. 35 million
for Benfica, was it?
Benfica. So it must be another number 10 Rangers have got about four number 10s, they need a number 9.
Aye. There, well, Denny Lowe, but he's fucking another cunt Savage Ranger.
But wasn't it good goals? Crackers of goals.
A forum match, I thought Rangers was going to be good for a win.
So did I.
Just why Celtic have been playing in the league.
Right.
And why Rangers got a bit of momentum. I thought it's a good chance for Rangers. And they started, to be fair, the Rangers started quite well, I thought. Mm-hmm. And then
finished well enough.
Celtic got a goal. And
I'd been panicking considering 2-0, 10 men. You thought that's could be a cricket score.
Right.
David here again. Fucking hell.
That was a good goal.
I don't care what anybody says about him. He's unbelievable.
That's why I keep saying, like, he's irreplaceable for Rangers once he goes goals and assists. I think it'll be a huge drop off in Rangers when he goes.
Well, it depends. Like,
aye.
For a place
for a fullback as well.
But still, like, a start team to catch again. So I think they still get a bit of a mentality who are the Rangers players. That I think when the two teams go in, Celtic's pretty confident they can beat Rangers again. And it takes a bit of swing in that again, mentality. So Celtic's still a team to beat.
What about the VAR situation?
No, but the thing is, for a defence of Scotland, kind of folk are jumping on and whatever's went wrong, but it's happened in England, it's happened in the other leagues, so it's not just Scotland. A lot of folk going, oh, look, they've made an arse of it in England as well, worse.
And they continue to do so.
But yeah, I'd love to hear that audio, we'll never hear it, but they've obviously admitted that
they never give the offside was not a debate. Why are you showing it fucking halfway through the game, man? They try to cover their own arses.
I wonder if they started going, Fuck.
Now, we better mark something up.
Hold on a minute. He's offside. Fuck. Get out of jail here.
fuck. I don't like banging on about referees' decisions. Can I leave that to Aberdeen fans and fucking. It's a definite handbar, but that's two have been done with Celtic.
Aye. But Tavernier scored his free kick, so he's not getting a penalty and a free kick.
He's not getting paid.
A penalty against him during the
Killie.
Penalty Ibrox for Killie.
Aye.
Referee's never been seen since, has he?
No. Assassinated. He's out of the Masonic Lodge.
Did you watch a Queen of the UE at Hogmanay?
Oh my God, how funny was it?
With Just Stop Oiling sitting on the pavement.
They're all dressed in orange.
I was like, that's alright, me. That's alright.
He starts joining in.
I thought I'd be a load of shite. I was going to say, what a load of shite. It was fucking hilarious.
It's quite good. It was really good. After you picked up, I picked on. It was quite good. Like,
it was fucking
Nicola Sturgeon is an absolute genius.
Okay.
Had a carnival.
See, I got close to the bone that you're not usually allowed.
I know.
It's like, you, Dad, is that Santa? Stuff. No, that's Michelle Moan. Mine's
the presents below the tree.
Oh, it was good. Like,
it's fun. It's comedy, and you go, "Ooh, I can't believe they've done that."
That's the best comedy.
That's good.
That's the best comedy.
It was good for Hogmanay, a Scottish comedy, like a. It's about comedy, though. Aberdeen against St Mirren.
Yeah.
That wasn't funny.
That wasn't funny. It was the same day as...
You was not there, was you?
No, I was on my way.
That would have made you mayor ill.
I would have been serious concerned about you if you was at a game.
I bumped into Rolo, actually. I was in a bar watching a game, and he's like, "Why did you just get a season ticket at Durrant? It's less painful."
Aye. That was a poor game.
A shocker.
I watched it. Oh, my God.
3-0 at home to St Mirren is totally unacceptable for Aberdeen. Totally unacceptable.
Then he changed it to 4-4-2 against the Ross County.
And did he basically say in that interview without actually saying it that he was getting things wrong and admitted it? I mean, he was a bit more... Because that's what I was hoping for after the County game. We're gonna, instead of getting a brash, "Oh, I knew that was there," he was a bit more humble and said, "I've made a few mistakes." And I think a lot of the fans warmed to it because Abdi was sick of the same bullish mentality going, "Oh, Ken, we're a good team." Well, we're running. But until they've won, say, 3 games, 4 games and a bounce, I'm not going to say we've turned a corner.
Especially against County.
You can't add an interview, the fans are happy with when you've lost. Because no matter fit you say, somebody's going
to pick someone out of time.
Because even if he come out and said, "Oh, I've got a da wrong," and then Abdi's going to go, "Well, why are you manager? Fuck off,
you didn't give your DNA.
Fucking idiot."
But on paper, the County team was Aberdeen's best team on paper. And the best players were on the pitch.
And he played four at the back.
He played four at the back. And at one point, I counted 8 players in the County box. And Shinnie had less distance to run and started running about like a fucking lunatic.
Barring playing.
So, but as I said, it was County, but it was the best they've played our season by a mile.
And I watched that game as well. And they were comfortable.
Aye, they were very comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just didn't think back 3 works or back 5. It's not. We said that right from the start that it does not work. Like the players they've got, it suits me at 4-4-2, doesn't it? But he maybe Abdi thinks 4-4-2 is dated now. Like, but
I'd play it.
Still a place for it. Still Scottish football, I think.
I'd play it.
But obviously, he won that game, and that Abdi, other fans say, he's just going with the fans now. We've dealt him all along. He should have played that system.
Can't win, can you?
Social media is fucking vile.
I got involved. I got involved and I couldn't help it. I was just like, I've had enough of this now.
Guys.
Just because I'll be screaming, "Get rid of him," and then thought you're getting in, nobody can give you an answer, and then just like. I said, it was a 4 Ross County game. It was all the negativity. And I just went, "Oh, good to see the positivity of 4 kick off." And this boy jumped back at me again. "They don't deserve any fucking positivity. They're fucking shite." And I'm just like, honestly.
Why do you support him?
Exactly.
Like, why bother?
4 of the games even started. And then after the game, I was hunting for the boy to see if he was going, "Brilliant, great result."
Yeah, there was a lot of two-faced folk hiding behind comments on Facebook.
But it just made me go again. You watch a manager at Pretoria and it's like, Ronnie, it's a lonely job, isn't it, when it's not going right.
Because
I don't care how tough you are, which he is, and thick-skinned, you're going off in 17,000 folk. Because I was thinking about St Mirren game. They've been playing well. 17,500 folk is a big turnout for how shitty Aberdeen have been playing.
Yeah.
And you've just got Abdi baying for your blood.
My site agent was there and he says he walked out a 4 and 3rd goal and he was walking by and came for the disabled folk between the red shed in the main stand. He's walking by here, and that's when the 3rd goal went in, and he says, I could hear his fans going, Robson, get the fuck, Robson, getting a heap of fans. But we've said that he's inexperienced, but we think he'll be good, and I think
they're replacing him.
I think they've also now got to stick with a manager because they've tried to sack him. That's not worked, Ken. I think every time they may be getting, it's like one step forward, 2 steps back. It is hard times. Aberdeen shouldn't be getting beat 3-0 at home for St Mirren, Ken. But I think he'll get it right eventually.
Hopefully. See, they'll be losing their head of recruitment now, are they?
Aye, Netherine.
Nothing, so they lost Mowbray, was it?
Mowbray, but Southampton, the boy's gone to Leeds, isn't he?
Then I'll say, there's word of Duke, $2.5 million bid for Duke, maybe.
Take it. I would have took it, but you've got to give 50% to Benfica.
Okay, but you're still marking $1 million, are you?
Mm.
He's not did much,
no, as I'm saying, I personally think he's leveled out, so I would sell.
You'd much rather sell Duke than
Miovski.
Miovski, aye.
100%.
But I just think Southampton are calling. I'll be surprised if he's still here in January.
Aye, Miovski.
Because because even to them, in that league, 5 million quid, say, they can afford that and they bother.
Oh, can afford to pay that and even play him.
Aye.
You know what I mean? Play him every week.
And I just think Aberdeen's resolve will be massively tested if they come up with that.
Oh, fuck.
I think the
problem is, though, he's
their goals.
He's saving them.
He's a way out.
It's like Shankland at Hartskin. He's got their goals. Miovski's got Aberdeen's goals. So it's like, how much do you value, far you can finish with him or taking the money at? And again, that's a balance. And that's Gunnar's job, isn't it? Fun do you sell?
And also, if Southampton come in, is he going to be, I'm needing to go? No, you're not going to anyway. Down tools.
Aye.
Goals have stopped anyway. Aye. So you'd be as well get
it. It's tough, is it?
Aye.
Spot
but if you
Adams.
Sell them out, the fans are like, what are you selling them? That's our goals. We get fucking relegated now.
I think if they come in early enough and Aberdeen's got time to manoeuvre something
and
try and get somebody else in to replace them, maybe fair enough. Aye. But
you know, with them try to get them as cheap as they can, it'll go to the last day, won't it? Because they're wanting them. Because already said in the paper they're going to go with four. Everybody wants five, apparently, and they'll go with four, and it'll go right to the wire, and everybody's got a replacement.
Yeah, but they should have said 15.
Aye.
And then Hawk him down to eight, and they've got
six is a number for me, just because he's worth to Aberdeen as a player, and then eight's a dream. And they never get that, but six would be the number for me.
Aye. I think because he's performed. That's massive. He did okay in Europe, again. Mm-hmm. He's played well against Old Firm as well. Aye. I think he's worth... six, maybe.
Just based on fit, the English can pay as well, you know what I mean?
Aye.
And he's scoring goals in that team that's never been playing well.
No.
It's exactly. Another good sign. So imagine getting him a side that's playing well, score more goals.
Just same like Shankland at Hearts. I think if he was to go to Rangers, the amount of chances he would get.
Mm.
Well, if he got half a chances that Dessers would go, fucking hell.
I think Shankland will go now after Tina Wolf's boy.
I think.
Goodness. Shankland needs to get himself fit.
Mm. Well, you're saying he's got a belly.
Yes,
every time I hear a Rangers in for him, I think, he's got a belly.
White
through there.
White Morelos.
Morelos skin. So,
Fabute, you mentioned there's Wobbly Bikes and Robson. Fabute, Eric Ten Hag, Dunsooth, Manchester United.
He's got sheds down the right up here. We're in his house, man.
Okay.
Get him gone.
Don't come back.
They've never had a great Christmas, have they?
No. But they're not in a great season, Mike. Yeah. So it's they're so inconsistent. They're so consistent. They're inconsistent, but consistently bad.
Mm.
Again, one minute they'll get a result, and you think,
Aston Villa, you think, here we go, and then
back to Sheffield United, fucking done away. And you're like,
Sheffield United.
Not in the Forest.
Oh, sorry, not in Forest. And then, Achard again.
Radcliffe's in now, so do you think much, much changes?
Sounds like it.
Well, a lot of the noises coming out, it sounds like he's got control of the FIBA side of things.
He's hands-on.
They'll
football director.
There's a new guy for a camera to focus on, that Brailsford guy.
Aye, Brailsford.
Sir serious. Gal was sitting aside him last night.
Aye, so...
I think they're making an attempt to do something.
If he does get proper control of it and gets it off of that fucking Glazer numpties, they'll still be there sucking the blood out of the club. But he'll sit down and actually have a fucking strategy.
Aye.
Signings, getting proper folk in to do proper roles within the football side of things. Sit down with the manager and decide fit we're actually needing and fit we're and going for the proper folk that are needing.
And they got rid of the first prick already.
Well, he was a waste of time anyway, wasn't he?
Aye, but at least they got rid of the fucker.
Aye, got rid of him,
Sancho. He went a while the day. Confirmed the day, wasn't it?
Aye, so what, back to Dortmund from loan.
Aye.
Again.
On loan.
Again, Brailsford and these boys in Eos and that, they're not get a gee. Again, Sancho, when he signed for Dortmund, I think he was in Dortmund, he was like on 50 grand a week or something, or 25. He wasn't in massive wages for
modern day players.
Modern day.
And bang.
Come sign for us, we'll give you 300,000 a week.
Aye.
Can you like.
Aye. He's a disgrace, by the way.
Waste of space.
Total disgrace.
But that sums up, again, they obviously hadn't done their homework. No. They've just seen Jadon Sancho.
Scoring goals, sign him.
Plays for England, ripping it up in Bundesliga. Here you go, here's 70 million for him. No background checks or fucking forever hopeless.
Due diligence in his
correct is, word.
Character.
Again,
that's Fergie. Fergie's
his thing, wasn't it?
It was his main thing.
Yeah.
Fitzy like
as a person.
Person.
He'd go and fucking speak to their parents.
Oh, speak to the mom.
Aye. See how they're brought up.
Aye. It's right enough, though, Ken.
You need a certain type of character to succeed at a big club.
Big
though,
club.
Do you can whack in goals for fucking for a smart club. You can whack in goals for Nottingham Forest.
Aye.
But you come to Man United or Liverpool or any of that
different
club.
Different ball game, isn't it?
Aye.
So...
your thoughts, because obviously I can nothing about him. I obviously know a bit about him, but just for my own personal opinion, first impressions, putting a cycling guru in at the top of the club, for me, I'm not feeling it.
He's not a cycling guru.
No, but cycling manager.
He's a performance manager. It just so happens he cut a grade at cycling. Again, that's for he come to the fore. Wasn't it because he can't know anything about cycling? He just can't help to hone performance.
He's not deciding on the tactics. You'd be worried.
He's
deciding on...
on strategy, in terms of performance.
Performance, aye.
This is what we need at the club. This is strategies for buying players. This is strategies for just how... His biggest thing was, I was marginal gains. What can we do better? When he was Team Sky,
mm-hmm.
it was like, fit can we do better to mark our team the best? All right, the biggest budget. That was fair enough. But he would analyse things like, right, we go to a different hotel every night because we're on a tour. I tell you, Fit, we're going to buy a mattress. It's exactly the same as your mattress that you have in your house that you sleep on every single night, and we'll talk about mattress to every single hotel room. So you're sleeping in your own bed every single night.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll look at pillows. Again, we'll recreate your bedroom, every single hotel room we're in. Right, that's fine. That's ticked off our list. That helps your sleep. You'll sleep better. You'll recover quicker. How can we look at your diet? We'll do something different. We'll analyse diets. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And just little things like that. And he always called them marginal gains. And it was like... when you're feeding on the bike and just loads of different little different changes to mark you slightly better than your opponent. So that's what he focuses on, and that's what he'll bring to United, whether it marks any difference in the fit.
The fact was amazed that when I read the other day that the Glazers have never met one member of staff at Carrington in the 15 year they've owned the club.
I could believe that.
I couldn't believe that.
I could believe it.
Because obviously the picture was him shaking Carthy's hand, the receptionist, I think it is.
Aye.
And then it said, the Glazers have not met one member of staff.
Aye.
I find that incredible.
As long as that club's getting big sponsorship in the door, and folk are spending money in the superstore, and they're marking money, they aren't giving a shit. Simple as that. And they'll just keep bleeding it dry.
But just hard-nosed businessmen.
Again,
have you met the CEO of your company you work for?
No.
Aye. It's the same kind of thing, isn't it?
I hear what you're saying, aye.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point.
No, is
I? But I think football's different than it. Can you want to be in it together?
It's not like it's a... Well, there's a lot of over at Man United, obviously, but it's not like...
Aye. Mm-hmm. If I won a... Like, say I had an invention that made £1 trillion and I bought a football club,
mm-hmm.
I'd be right down amongst it.
Oh, aye.
You would, because it's a vested interest in it.
Absolutely, I'd be fucking out of it. I'll be every game, I'll be doing the change
room. Nobody would work for you.
Yeah?
Nobody would work for you.
Too
hands on.
I'd hate to be a manager. I'll pick a team.
Think you're picking him for us now? Didn't buy him to sit a bench?
Marcy would be full Dave Cormack, would he?
Oh, 100%.
Katie Walsh is biting it biting at fucking Twitter now. Blocking fans.
Oh, my. I couldn't believe it.
I can understand that.
Cormac be blocking Twitter folk.
Only two.
I'd love to own a football team. I would. I'd be fucking.
But here, so do you think he lasts under Ineos, Ten Hag? He needs to pick up results, does he?
Oh, no, I think he will. I think it depends what they mark on him and his philosophies and everything is. And if his philosophies align with theirs, they'll be all right. But it's not going to be, United's not a quick fix.
It's a five. It's a 5 year,
10 years ahead, fucking City and boys like that, and that's we fucking getting massive investment now. He's not putting massive investment, so they're still bleeding the club dry. So the financial fair play rules come in, fashion, and you can't get your signings in. You're wanting.
He's in a massive
200 million.
Is that just
1.25 billion?
Aye, Radcliffe.
Aye,
to buy in.
Is that a massive investment?
I know. I'm saying the Glazers want to invest, and they're just talking money out of it. So the financial fair play.
I think we should go down this route.
Yeah, again.
For the 200 million a year almost to spend in players, don't it? No, it's true though. But you can, it's true though.
Yes, but I
mean, we've got a massive transfer budget.
But look, so the players have signed though.
Aye, but you said investment. You didn't say anything about the quality of players they're signing.
But the investment that comes from Man United's funds, but they've drained the funds so far down. The financial, we can't buy boys now. We can't afford to buy them because they've skinned the club dry.
Nah.
So January comes.
They start spend with the biggest clubs in the world, Man United. I think there can't be many clubs spent more now.
No, probably. I mean,
the last 10 years.
City.
About City,
City, probably.
So you can't say they didn't invest.
So Ten Hag can't take anybody in this January?
I don't think he will, anyway.
No, even though he loans players out. And
I think it's time to get shell. It's more important, I think, to start shelling out some of these fucking idiots. I couldn't believe when I heard they were wanting to give Marshall
another year.
That worries me.
Aye, me and
I can.
But that's a boy just needs shot, like. He's fucking
and as word of it, it's in deal, they collapse. He was meant to be going, and they're saying it's now on. He might be staying.
They can't get rid of boys. That's the biggest mismanagement of the whole thing. Can they?
Yep.
Again, McTominay's been well, he's not been good again, but
he's been okay.
He's been okay for United this year. Now they
try a bad bunch.
Try to get rid of him in the summer. They agreed a deal, but he wouldn't move.
And then
Same with Maguire.
Can Sancho wouldn't attack a deal. We're paying. Dortmund's only playing a third of his wages. We're still picking up a tab for the rest of it.
I'd just pay that cunt off, get him out of your club. Just get rid of him.
Cheaper getting a hitman and about dear jobbing him. Yeah, cash in and
negotiate with
him. He'll probably miss.
Fuck.
He scored. That's another thing that happened during the festivals.
Did you see him last night?
I should have been two last night.
Fucking
easy.
Aye, Hoyland.
Mm-hmm. And I think about, we're saying about playing for Man United, young or nay young, the pressure ramps every game, does it?
Yeah. But he'll come good.
It's a massive relief for him to get that goal against Villa, was it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was a good finish.
Good finish, now.
Thought he'd won a World Cup when he fucking celebrated. Like, one goal, zero assists. That's our rosy.
Keane was funny last night though, when he then again tried to bum up his confidence, and Keane's like, you could see him biting to get in, and then eventually he went, did I get my any of that? Just score.
Just score.
I'd be fuming with him.
Then you look at the rest of the assists and all at United, they just can't score goals. And it comes through
they hate to cheat to score.
Oh.
Bruno penalty.
Honestly.
If that penalty was given against Man United,
oh, you'd be fuming.
You'd have kicked a hole in your wall.
Oh, you've been fuming, but
what a cretin.
Even
with VAR, captain shit.
Even with VAR
cheating,
that doesn't get overturned.
No,
I wouldn't have, because only kind of contact with VAR.
And if that's given against me, I'm fuming. But he's given referees a decision to mark. He's made it.
Cheating though, it's not why he needed to go down there. Or is it just disgusting? That kind of stuff, Max, puts me off it, but really does.
I know he's a fucker. I mean, cause
especially a captain.
Because here he is, you know? Kenny. Another touch, he's got a clean shot and goal.
Aye, he doesn't need to do that against Wigan.
They get beat him anyway.
Diving, fucking, it's disgusting. Like you say, he was hurting his bear. There's no way to fill.
No,
100%.
No way.
I do
no
like chance.
Nah.
If he's hurting his bear,
I've no qualms.
Joke penalty,
but it's a penalty, isn't it? I'd be annoyed if that's given against my team.
Aye, absolutely. Yeah. It's not a penalty, though.
No, but same token, I'm not annoyed because it was for my team.
You'll tuck it.
You'd be boys would be happy though. Arteta's Arsenal a bit struggling.
One win in seven games, that's not... I can't be a team won the Premier League, it's that sort of record.
No.
I didn't check it, but one win in seven.
Spent £500 million.
And made him worse.
And they've not got a striker. They can't score goals. Can't score goals, you're fucked.
Aye.
If you want to win a league, you're fucked.
Ken, he's spent big money in Declan Rice. Has he made the money better, honestly, really?
I think he has made a bit of a difference.
You think?
I like Rice. I think
£105 million a difference.
That's just the going rate now for young English players, is it, Ken?
I think he's brilliant. I bummed him up when he was at West Ham, but just isn't maybe hotter.
But they'd probably been better spending a striker.
Aye. Yeah.
They've got halfway.
So their defenders seem to be all right. And their keeper, if they make a fucking mind up about their keeper, if they get to play.
Reyes is number one, isn't he?
Aye.
He's garbage.
Aye. If I'm Ramsdale, I'm asking you there.
100%. Aye. And then even said an RC comment, Gan, he's got near work in. Man. Probably just antagonise him even more by saying, I'm not going to let you go, Ken.
Yeah. I'd be just handing the transfer notice in. Get him out.
But it's been a good first half of the Premier League season.
Yeah, it's been nice.
Villa flying.
Ken, sorry, Mike, to interrupt, but here's Arsenal, Ken. City playing that World Cup, whatever they're playing in. I bet you they were thinking they're going to come back and have to be chasing Arsenal.
Aye.
And they've come back and they're more or less the same place.
City are laughing.
City are laughing.
Yeah, because they'll get up and trucking now, won't they, after January's fun day.
That's when they start.
They've got Haaland back. And they've De Bruyne back at the weekend.
Yeah. Aye. De Bruyne come on against... probably playing against...
He's 32 now, eh?
Is he?
De Bruyne. Aye.
Yeah. Yeah. The FA Cup, like a 5-0 win against Rochdale or something. Or Rotherham.
No, I thought it was that again.
Rotherham.
Nah.
No.
No, it was not.
God, man.
It's nervous.
Reading.
That's annoying. Come on. Knee checker.
Reading.
Yeah. No, it was definitely a team fit with an R in it, was it? I bet.
Fair chance.
Starting with an R. Or just an R.
What game were they playing? Saturday.
Aye. So, but do you think it'll be doing a Liverpool and City a season now?
Yeah.
I think so now.
Spurs?
We've taken a lot of slag in this thing, but I'll tell you about how good is Trent. Trent in the last, for me, 5-6 weeks, it's just, he looks unbelievable from his player.
Huddersfield. That's farther back playing. Aye, there's an R, you've got a lot of it. No, it's not.
Aye, it is.
Aye, Huddersfield. Huddersfield.
Aye, so Villa.
Liverpool.
Liverpool.
I'm saying Trent. Unbelievable last sort of month and a half.
Kev has been brilliant the last 2-3 months and a half, or is Virgil van Dijk?
Is he?
For Liverpool. I think he's been class.
I think he's been pretty solid this season. Liverpool look pretty good. Diaz finish was fucking... And like you say, Trent's been good at DN. He's good at it. He had a couple of... He got burned a few times from Martinelli. And then a young boy came up. That young fullback they had... It came on, I can't mind his name. Young boy, he looked good. Like
Clark.
Come on with Lee Clark's son.
Aye.
It wasn't a Clark, it was a... Ah, fuck's sake, I can't mind his name now. Young fullback.
Aye.
And he came on, Martinelli never got a sniff.
Aye.
But, Trent get forwards. It's good, like...
Trent playing in a forward position, he's good. Playing in right back, he's fucking diabolical.
Aye. I still think...
As a defender.
I think he's a great defender, but...
No.
He's certainly good on the bar.
He's got quality, isn't he? He's never good.
Skip Aaron,
Was he captain? Think they'll miss Salah now.
100%.
So he'll be the biggest
Salah. It's not a team in the world wouldn't miss Salah.
Honestly,
he's
another one I've been watching a lot the last couple. He is fucking amazing.
Aye.
And I wasn't like massively sold on. Like obviously, I thought he was a top player, but he's just so much quality, isn't he?
Aye. Top end of park. He's really good.
His goal return is unbelievable for basically
his
a winger.
His work rate is incredible. When you see him off the bar,
you see him doing 50 yarders, then 50 yarders back.
Yeah,
mental.
Yeah. Good player.
Work great.
Aye.
Robertson still come back for Liverpool.
Yes, he'll make a big difference, you know.
Yeah, but they've got the boy in the middle, Boyendo in the middle of the park. Nice. Well,
he's a wise.
He was only like $10 million or something.
Aye. They'll miss him as well.
I thought he was meant to be.
He's playing Spurs.
He'll be against Spurs
in the 14th. He's going to play for his nation in the 15th.
What's he play for? Nigeria or
Cameroon?
African country.
Cameroon, I think.
It's Cameroon, maybe.
Mm-hmm. So he'll be a wah.
That's a positive for mine, aid.
He's a good save.
He's actually been playing all right of late.
I'm at a goals I've seen for fucking keepers trying to play out for the ball.
Oh, it's defenders.
It's unbelievable. Really is unbelievable. How some of these teams are still playing like that, I have no idea. Mm. Burnley, out of FA Cup, trying to play out for back. Cost them a game.
Aye.
Sunderland thinking they can go up against a Premier League team and play out for the back. Using Alex Bush, your boy tried to do a Zago.
And the edge was in box.
It was like junior football, wasn't it?
Again, well, he deserved to get a goal against you. Fuck you.
Aye.
10 yards out for his own goal.
At our level, I did try to do that once when I was a young loon. And Bruce Chalmers hit me against the wall. You ever try that again? Again, I'll fucking smash you.
All right, Guffer.
And it's like
fully grown. Elite level football trying it. Real thinking he can go Fitba for Fitba against Newcastle.
Aye.
Fucking hell.
But this player's going to want AFCON and Asian Cup and stuff like that.
Well, Son of a Spurs.
It's a lot of players, Ken.
Bissouma and half a Spurs, Ken.
Yeah, big loss.
Fuck, gives that. Does somebody.
Nobody watches.
Jink up players.
They
care?
Do.
They do. Jink
the do they care?
They do.
Aye, they do. They play for your country, shit. You're the only man in the world. Doesn't think it's a good playing for your country?
It's a waste of time. If I was watching the African Cup.
Africans
are they though? I'll do a survey. Survey says
boot with the vuvuzelas, isn't it?
Oh, well,
fuck off. Fucking Jesus!
Worst World Cup.
And
ever.
Again, I have watched African. I'll watch a final when it gets to nitty gritty. But Klopp and that must be hoping all these teams get knocked out of the doors.
But well, I don't even give for half of them play for.
Salah's Egypt.
Salah's Egyptian.
Son's fucking
South Korea.
That's not Africa.
Oh, it's Asian.
Asian Cup. And my geography skills are on point tonight. False is there. Bissouma. He must
Bissouma.
Be African.
He's African, about to be.
Ghana.
Mm-hmm. Is it Ghana? See, Spurs signed Werner.
Werner on loan, is it?
This will prove, I think, possibly Ange again, because it's already been ridiculed. If he gets him playing.
If he gets him scoring goals.
Oh, my God.
There's nothing that man can do.
Honestly, it'll be. Aye.
He obviously sees something, does he?
But nobody's seen something.
Aye. He's definitely got something.
He's got pace.
He's never been playing for Leipzig.
Leipzig.
He's never been playing. I checked. He's never been playing for Amley.
Aye.
And they were in for a centre half of Genoa, but I think Bayern Munich have just come in last minute for the same boy, so I can't forget him. But Ange, can you say Spurs need a striker and a centre half straight in early doors? Of course, they've signed got a striker and now they're straight in for a centre half.
Get a job done. Yeah, yeah.
Early doors, eh?
Man United don't wait till the last day of this window and then
pick up like a
treble
somebody for Saudi.
Aye.
Or sign Scott McKenna for 25 million or something like that.
Aye. Well, sort of Jordan Henderson.
He's wanting back, is he?
Aye.
Heard that I'll wanting back now.
He didn't again at training facilities were so basic.
Aye.
But he was going to go out and improve it, aren't he?
Man, he was going to change the culture of the LGBT, QR, STUV, WXYZ.
We'll touch on him later, again, I'm sure.
I'm sure we will.
But you said you're not watching the FA Cup over the weekend. Is that lost its importance, do you think?
Nah, yeah,
no, I like FA Cup. I just didn't watch.
I watched quite a lot, but I was less and less shocked.
Aye.
Had Mainstone was about, but they beat Stevenage again. It wasn't like a massive shock, was it? But they are in they're not even in a conference. They're in below the conference. So wasn't it better? The Premier League teams seem to win again.
Giant Killing's days is kind of by.
You thought Sunderland might do something against Newcastle, but Newcastle just.
You saw the golf straight away, didn't you?
Straight away.
But you see a lot of the Premier League managers that have been gone into replays moaning. Playing replays.
Well, play your strong team in.
Then you win it.
Then you win.
I think they've got a right League Cup, play at a finish, but FA Cup, I think you're due. If you can go a waff of game, get a draw, you deserve a crack at your end run.
Especially for smart clubs, for the money. For the money across the board for them.
Absolutely.
Can like a, say Man United drew with Wigan last night. Why should Wigan get a chance at Old Trafford?
And like Wigan are skint, and that would be huge for him, because Wigan can't sign only players. Exactly. I thought they looked decent considering.
Did all right.
Sean Maloney is the manager.
Aye. Well, they rattled off, I think it happened to them, and you know, it's like, holy fuck, how are they still in existence?
They're still going, aye.
Impressive.
They've got a new bad draw in the next round. United fires it again.
Yeah.
Some neighbours.
Eastleigh are a League 2 side.
League 2 side, aye.
A conference side or something.
I'm laughing him, though.
Aye.
That'd be good for them smart clubs to get Man United and teams like that.
That's for the FA Cup and the Scottish Cups are about. Here's Bucky one Duke Celtic Park.
Mark Fortune.
That's what it's about.
That's good.
Market clubs get money.
Exactly. Spread the money about. So maybe it's the lower leagues. See lad for Tira, Archie Mayer, if Archie's listening.
Morecambe.
That's a good move.
Morecambe. League 2, innit?
Mm-hmm. Aye, League 2. Middle, I think they're middle diddle. I think.
Did you see the photo? The dog fucking a photo, cut off his head.
Cut off his head.
So tall.
So tall.
That's like, it must be the manager and another boy they've signed, roughly the same size as the manager.
Nah, 6'6".
Then Archie's chest.
And the caption is, the photographer's had a mare. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, I thought it was quite funny, actually.
But he'll be delighted, I'm sure. That's a, yeah, up to
stepping up
two levels.
Well, he was at Notts County. It's the same league that Notts County was in. Is it kind of stepping up again? So good stuff for
so
him.
So good to see him getting regular. He got regular games at Gates. Just shows it's worked.
Hopefully, he gets regular games at Markham.
Yes,
hope so.
Yeah. That's another up and wrong, is it?
Aye.
And the real stuff.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, we've won this week's Justice League. Well, this last 3-4 weeks Justice League's. Shed, you've kind of been the man, because you're obviously the referee, to go through.
You've refed any games?
I've done two games.
Two games?
I haven't had any of late, because the kids' fixtures have been going, so I haven't had a game since before Christmas.
It's a fair password.
Right, so if we start with me, so
You fire into
Nottingham Forest, maybe? Bournemouth?
So, we've got Nottingham Forest, Bournemouth for...
Hanba.
Penalty for Hanba, not given. Mm-hmm. And the sending off was a joke. Have you seen the sending off?
Never a sending off.
So,
I reckon why.
Are we thinking this is getting...
We can't change the result with a sending off.
No, but this penalty should be given, should it? If it are run... 42 seconds.
Is that Hamba? Wasn't given.
Wasn't given.
VAR didn't negate either.
Nope.
Here we go with the replay.
Never me.
No penalty.
No pen.
No pen.
No pen.
Okay, so that result stands.
Yeah, never me. It seems it hit his like between his arm and his side.
Yeah. Okay. No pen for that.
Next team was Everton. Goal chopped off for a foul. Was it not a foul?
Oh, Toffees Everton. Here we go. You mark of this, boys.
Did you watch the Calvert-Lewin?
That was it.
Got rescinded today.
Did it?
Aye. Absolute joke. Aye.
Aye, red card got rescinded. Aye. I thought it was a red. Studs up, straight leg. Okay, didn't that connect?
I thought it was a red as well.
They've been getting reds for a season.
Rescinded.
They've rescinded it.
Yeah. Fucking, wow. Honestly.
Oh,
what? So, do you think this is a foul in the lead up to this goal? Sorry, Mike.
No, you're all right. I've seen it.
That's not a foul.
No foul. No foul. It's a good tackle.
You'll see. Was that Everton fee?
Spurs. Everton Spurs. That goal was chopped off.
Oh no, that's a foul.
That is a foul.
That's a foul.
Foul?
Yeah. Aye, it is. And it slow mo. Tucks his leg.
It's a foul.
Aye, that's a foul.
Takes his standing leg.
Okay.
So if it's a change of result?
Nope. Was a foul given?
Foul was given. So
foul was given.
Aye, so result stands.
Aye, okay.
Liverpool Arsenal. Odegaard.
That's a handba.
All day long.
That's a handba.
Handba. So it's a penalty.
That was a shocker. How is that negative?
That's the worst team.
Some of the handbars we've seen.
Again.
And he actually fucking pads it off.
Stops it and rolls it round his shin.
How did they get it?
Not a clue.
Arsenal, honestly.
So it's a pen to...
We're agreeing that's a pen.
Aye, 100%. Right.
So...
Number generator.
Between 1 and 7 scores, 8, 9 and 10 doesn't.
Number generator. So who did we say it was?
1 to 7 scores.
Uh-huh.
8, 9 and 10 doesn't.
Is that a miss? Because 70% of pens are scored in the Premier League.
Okay.
That's a reasoning.
Yep.
Number six.
Six. Goal. 2-1 Liverpool.
They beat Arsenal 2-1.
Yep.
Yep.
So we'll need to thingy that, Mike.
I'll change that. So 2 points.
Plus 2 points for Liverpool
minus one for Arsenal.
Next team was Villa.
Villa Sheffield United.
Villa pen handball. Boy on ground, Villa goal chopped off on for fallen keeper.
Yes. So the corner comes in, a seemingly a foul on the keeper. The ball comes out. It's a next phase of play. They play it back in, score a goal, but then they review it and chop a goal off
for a foul goalie.
So hold on, see if you think. Did I say so much seconds in? Was that in?
If I mean right, it was a foul.
Aye, but it's just the length of time.
Length of time, fit phase to the take it off.
So
stop
aye.
It.
Here we go. That's a corner, right?
Aye.
So the corner comes in.
Corner comes in.
Whiffs. Nah, should be stopped. Nah, nah, it's a different phase altogether.
Goal. Chopped off.
Nah, not for me. I reckon if it's a... Is it even a free kick? Yeah?
I don't think so.
Goalies are protected so fucking much.
Yeah, but he doesn't do nothing.
Oh, no, get the fuck. That's not even a free kick.
No.
That goal should definitely stand.
2-1 Spurs. 2-1 Villa.
Who are?
Sheffield United.
Sheffield United.
So, plus 2 for Villa, minus 1 for Sheffield United.
And lastly, was Villa Burnley.
Villa Burnley, penalty at the end of the game.
Aye, for Villa.
For Villa. See if you think it's a penalty, boys. Again, you're already what you're thinking.
You can't put what we're thinking. Oh, no, no way. Did he get it? They got it.
You got it.
Penalty.
Oh, the fuck.
Never. Never a penalty.
Oh, my God. See, that's just as bad as Bruno.
It's worse.
That's worse. It's even...
Fully worse.
Near as bad as Jota's in.
Aye, I was disgraceful, by the way.
Liverpool men Jota.
Aye.
Didn't change the result.
Only why, but he just fell down. He could have put a bar in the net, but he just fell down and got a penalty.
Aye. After he'd teamed two steps.
He rounded the keeper two steps then.
Aye.
Right, so that in, well, let's say in a pen, so 2-2.
So minus
2 for Villa.
That was right in the last minute, ago, wasn't it?
Plus 1 for Burnley.
Aye.
That was it. We're just kind of rattled through. That's quite good because it kind of caught up with them, so it's good.
So a couple changes there. A
couple of changes.
Three changes.
Nice one.
Good stuff. We'll move on to Wanker of the Week this week.
Couple
Wankers of Weeks. Okay, Faz, yours, Mass in.
Both female. I'm struggling. Now, I'm going to go for Michelle Moan. Because it would have been a couple of weeks ago. But
you still, you've got a thing about her just now. You fucking. I think Marcy's been quiet in the group chat just because of her.
Absolutely disgusting behaviour for her and her husband.
Aye.
Profiteering off a pandemic. Using her power in the House of Lords to basically start a company.
Aye.
And jump in front of folk that came for their Dean because she had this VIP lane, which is it's absolutely disgusting. Disgusting. She's got she's a fucking baroness. Well, get her to clean off her and get that fuck out of her. It's a pointless House of Lords on anyway. I mean, what's she doing in it on anyway? She's selling fucking bras, underwear again. And then she did some fucking diet pills. It was a total con.
And what about the fact she says I come for him, which is true.
Aye.
And then she carries on like a...
I know.
But there are self... All the politicians, all that was, they're all fucking self-profiteering. Shower
and
shower.
As for Dean, that interview.
Oh, that interview. What
the... How much did you want to put your fit through the telly?
It's not lying if you need to press. It's not lying. Okay.
It's not any different to like if you're building a house and getting your pals to do homers for you, is it?
Eh? You'd never do that.
I can't feel you're saying, mate.
Do you know what I mean?
That's a horrendous comparison.
It's bending the rules for the system.
So somebody uses his pal to do homers for him. And I can't fight with Dia, but if they did Dia, you are comparing that to talking
50 million. 60 million.
60 odd million profit.
See when they went to go, it's 20% or something, and she just corrected her by going, 20% track market sound. It's 60 million quid.
Aye. But if boy said it gulping.
Aye.
£60 million.
Off a public purse.
Aye.
The public's fuck. He taking that money out your pocket.
Huh?
And that gowns were bullshit. They didn't even work. Come up to standard. Because he didn't care what the fuck he was doing. Because that's not even his business. And he's also scamming by he's got his dodgy accounts in New Jersey.
Right.
So it's like getting that's so corrupt.
It's like getting that boy's D lock block for you. And then dodgy boys and D-lock lock.
I'd have one of them.
Can't I beat a bit of wheeling and dealing though, can you?
She's just clever.
It's fucking disgusting. Like, Abdi should be...
It was him sitting here trying to defend himself.
It's up in her face. Again, she used to be quite a bonny wife. She's gone all fucking Hollywood.
She's a melted
she's
really
issue. Fucking... She anything?
East End of Glasgow.
Gorbals or something.
Certainly fun.
That's even worse.
Aye, total fucking idiot.
Aye.
There was a call to arms. Fuck off.
I didn't have you. My dinner.
I can't.
I'd forgotten about
it. I would rather see Hargyle than Prince Andrew.
Huh?
You said I.
No. You're not.
Honestly. Fitzy's then is worse.
I bet she's been Epstein Island as well.
Oh, guaranteed.
It's all coming out now, isn't
Steve
it?
Steve Hawkins has been there. Abdi's been
there. We midgets.
Branson named today. Videos are saying now.
Aye. Is that why he's getting free holidays to Alan Bates?
Aye.
That's right. Not, aye. Get Alan Bates a holiday.
He loves Virgin.
I bet you did.
Another example of elitism, thinking that money can hide everything.
I think they can get away with it.
And now they're going to target to come crashing
in. Conspiracy theorist here, though, is Epstein dead?
Oh, 100%.
Oh, what does he mark his money for?
The conspiracy theory is whether he killed himself.
I know.
Conspiracy theory is he's still alive.
A maximum security cell in Manhattan Police Station.
And he managed to hang himself.
I
know.
But when his body came out, body was uncovered. Normally you cover a body, so why do you get to see the body?
Waxwork.
He's alive.
He's still alive. How far is he going to hide?
Epstein
Island.
He missed famous
if you watch
faces.
If you watch that Keegan, then fool me once.
Aye.
He's alive.
That's fiction for...
Maybe based on a half-true story.
Glenn sees Pangilis, 20 years.
Pistorius got out there.
Aye.
So there you go. Max somebody no longer exist or breathe any oxygen, and if you can do the time, you're out in 11 years.
Aye.
Oh, it's a disgrace.
It is.
It's disgusting.
It's unbelievable.
You lied about it, didn't
I? I woke up in the middle of the night.
Felt threatened.
I thought somebody was robbing my house, so I just shot through the door. Oh, hold on. My blonde's now sitting aside my... lying aside my first shoe.
The justice system.
A fucking disgrace.
11 years.
Americans hate it, right? See, if you do murder over there, you're not getting out. No parole, life sentence. Nah. That's fit, it should be.
That's fit, it should be.
Either or your death penalty.
Aye. That's maybe a bit archaic, but... speaking about us in the both areas.
Here we go.
Here's a house. Too much to keep these cunts. She's just fucking... Should just be executed. Well, hell want them. Should I be executed? Says, I goes, well, this costs money for bullets. I need a bullet. Do you, a rope? Just a rope? A rope. You can use that again and again and again. Deadly serious. Yeah. Thing.
It's fucking brilliant.
A rope or a rope?
A rope. A rope. A rope. A rope. A rope's for your sellings.
That's for Americans back then, you know.
Here's that fucking. That. Mine Arlene Fraser went missing. Fraser. He's up for parole in 2029.
Aye, it's not for a while.
And he's never said for if it's happened to the body. Aye. For me, well, you'll bide inside until you tell us if it's happened.
Aye.
Simple.
Aye.
I think if you had a referendum on that, you'd get 100% saying no, he's not getting out until
like
he tells.
Child, you're not getting out until you finish your supper.
But what happens if he doesn't ken? What happens if he's not guilty and he doesn't ken for it? He's been wrongly convicted.
Fucking guilty, sin.
But that pistol in like 11 year. Beautiful woman like that. Destroyed a life and a hill family. Right. He's out in 11 year.
He's not getting
up. He's only 37 now.
It's honking. Honking.
Yep. What's your stunk? Monk of the week.
Henderson.
Jordan Henderson.
Gonna to change the world. 6 months later.
I'm named back
because this is garbage. Aye. What did he expect?
Exactly.
Okay. And I wouldn't have minded if he just went, said nothing, and come back. Fair enough, wasn't it for him? But give it the big I'm going over there. It's not about the money. It is about the money. You went over and it's shite and you better come back. Aye. You played in front of 330 folk. That's the newest low with 2 weeks ago. I think it was 330 folk.
Aye. And they're basically training like...
Aye.
I say the damn shop.
Aye. He's,
fuck, he's just came for Liverpool. Aye. So it's good.
I think it's embarrassing. There was a big argument on Doc Sport again. Darren Bent's his mate because they play together at Sunderland. Gan. And I get it if his family's. I do get that bit, but somebody phoned up and says he's almost got to stick it out. We fit, he said.
Aye. At least a season.
Aye, at least a season.
Halfway through.
But what did he expect? Did he expect it to be like a Premier League?
Exactly.
Did
he not go on here holiday and see if it's like far away training? Oh, there.
Oh, doing the den shop. Oh, no, I don't fancy happening.
£350,000 a week. I'll train next to the den shop.
He's earned that much fucking money that obviously he's going to get hammered with tax because he's never been out of the country for a year and it's going to cost him millions to pay himself out.
That's how bad it is, because he still wants to come back.
Still wants to come back.
I won't come back. That's how bad it must be. He's not, he can't be the only
nah. He's up for me and yours, what an oot. I think there's another in red today. He's going to fool him, supposedly.
Aye.
There are what an oot because I've realised it. Benzema, that was it.
Was it?
Aye.
Again, he's came for Real Madrid. Aye. And the fucking.
Diddy League.
Aye. In comparison, a pub league.
Pub league. Yeah, we could rattle all of them boys together and go across.
And I've always loved Ronaldo, but the fact that Ronaldo's got the neck to say, I've got the most goals in a calendar year, playing in that shit league against folk I've never even seen a fit by.
Fucking hell. Honestly.
Shed, what's yours?
Oh, father invented that fucking orange lid bin.
What's wrong with it, like?
Fanny Kunzel thought that was fucking good idea.
Separate the plastic for the fucking cardboard.
What a heap of shit.
Saving the environment.
I think it just goes in the block, man.
If I didn't abide with Wi-Fi, that'd be exactly the same. I'd just shove that in other bins.
Fill them out with the blue bin, just all the cardboard and the plastic.
Fine,
just all launch it.
Bin bags in the black bin. Job done.
Five bins now. You've a blue in, a black in, orange in,
and your glass, little green thing.
Your glass in, and your green in for the food.
We're outside where who's going to be like a LGBT flagger? Like.
Robbie's like a rainbow. And fit dead's
a good. You got a glass in.
Is that a glass in?
A black box.
No.
You could black box, you could do.
Oh, that was years ago. Did I collect them?
No.
You have to get rid of them. You have to drive up the skip. You got a bunch of arseholes. You get rid of your bottles yourself.
There's plenty of other places in Durham. Somebody else got
to go to Tesco.
The bowling club. Folk can see how much you've been drinking to.
Yeah.
So father thought orange bin was a good idea. You're off your head.
They changed your day. Are you still a Thursday?
Same day, still a Thursday, but fuck knows. Fit bin goes out.
We went for Monday. No, it's Tuesday to Wednesday.
Oh, have you?
Aye. You take a bin out?
Aye.
You must have to walk a fair distance.
Yeah, I'm throwing it in the back of the van. Drive it up.
You got a tow bar for a
some about half mile.
Again, fucking
you try and drag a heavy bin up that bastard of hell.
Especially for nothing, isn't it?
You just get. You, Kate can drive a van. You can hit it with the van's back door open, hood a bin.
See if it gone anywhere.
Well, when it's empty, I'll just can open my window and
drive down the road.
Oh, I do that out of time.
Did it fall? No.
Nae fall, no. It's too risky.
Brock your arm.
Aye, twist that arm.
So father thought it was a good idea. Fucking get a grip yourselves.
Mike. Paula Venels.
That's my other.
She's given hand and back at MBE. How long after that? Absolutely disgusting bitch.
Aye. It's more disgusting the person that gave it.
Aye.
For Ken Boston, who are probably one of the worst things in the post office history. She's at the top of three, but she still gets a CV.
Aye.
But fifth, Ken, fuck cares. I'd hand mine back in, huh?
I would have been waiting in the first
initials,
place.
Only I'd like a sir. That'd be good.
No, well, things like
Sir Barry Massey.
MBE and CB.
Kevin Sinfield got a CBE, I think. That man should be a sir long before now. Millions and millions and millions of pounds that boy's raised for MND. Doing insane, insane physical tasks.
Aye.
Later, and he's in his 40s, kid. And it's like, and these fuckers are getting stuff for nothing,
aye,
honestly.
Aye.
And then you call my bar and it's like aye, a cunt moan and aye, fucking screws, milk it.
Aye.
Bastards.
Yeah, they are wrong.
But there's still folk out there that have never gotten the money back or ruined their lives.
They've still, still been convicted and got a criminal record.
Criminal record, aye. That should all be wiped.
I'll be wiped.
And there's anybody, anything to do with that should just, that trial limit, just, oh, jail. Nah.
You're not.
If ever you, just let them off.
Aye.
It's obviously a massive fuck up.
And there's some compensation.
Could you imagine us sitting around this table in a cabinet?
Cobra meeting.
Cobra meeting. Right.
For Sir Barry Massey. See you coming in today.
Sir Barry coming. Can't be asked.
And the right first port of call that murderers. Let's get him executed.
First get him.
Second in fucking orange bands.
Get him gone.
If it's an emergency, that's what she had. Fucking bins.
Jesus. Let's quit the appointments to the skip. Let's get hell new staff in.
Ian's at work.
Right, we'll move on to Mug of Truth this week. Should have done it with like a jingle bells and this thing. We'll try to do a Christmas and New Year kind of special Mug of Truth.
Kind of right, well, I've been waiting for a scene for 2 weeks.
That was
have
my.
Yes.
Aye.
So I've got a Christmas haircut story.
Oh, aye.
I thought you was beside so yourself.
Believe it or no, I go into the barber to get my head shaved. Aye. Sometimes I do it myself, sometimes can't be asked. The Turkish boys, they're better at getting it closer. And, so I was out in there, there's fucking heaps of folk again. So I went in and I didn't know where to walk straight out. I thought, I'll just sit down for 5 minutes and I'll go again. But my sister, I was there, so I was yapping at her, so I was kind of passing the time. So there's a boy sitting on the seat. We'll say 22, maybe Nazal's up. So he's sitting in a seat, and sometimes you just watch somebody do it. It's not watching him, but just he was saying, so I want to fade a wee bit higher, and then I want it styled. Can you blow dry it? A lot of stuff that I'd be embarrassed to ask for, even if I had
give you what to say, because I can follow up in this car.
So that's a bit embarrassing, but doesn't matter. So he gives him a mirror and that, and I am happy. And he walks out. So I didn't hang the handle up. Me and sister were still yapping a while. Somebody else jumped in a seat. Heaps of folk, yeah. 5 minutes go by. He reappears and sits down. For a window, he sits down in there. So I clocks him and re-clocks him. But fuck's he doing? So a boy, we cut his hair. Hadn't seen him yet. And he was cutting a while his hair. And he looked at him. You seen him double take. So he just went to her and goes, you all right? He goes, I went back my bond doesn't like it, fades not high enough, and I need a bit more length left. Shouts it across. Aye, Abdi can hear him. So I'm like, oh, is that for real? I turns to my sister, and my sister's moo is open. I'm like, oh my God. And he jumped the queue. Ken went straight in, didn't wait. Ken, for me, you've left the shop. You come back, and you're last.
Exactly. You said you was happy when you left.
So he jumps a queue, so now I'm pissed off. So I'm muttering to my sister. My sister's agreeing, that's a fucking image shit. And she's like, oh, Scott would never do that. Never do that. And I go, this fucking, that's because he's a man. Honestly. And then I says to Maria, goes, do you think he'll pay? Memory. She goes, oh well, he'll offer. Aye, bound to offer. No. Stands up, walks straight.
No.
Didn't even offer for mere money.
Oh, wow.
Aye.
See if so, I was in barber, so I would have just shaved his hair.
We've got three. That's three mugs of truths. And one there.
Yes.
Do you go to the hairdresser and your wife says she doesn't like your haircut? Do you go back in? Are you going back in?
No way.
Oh, my God.
No. Do you like your haircut? Yes.
No, but if I wouldn't even ask. No. Do you like my haircut? I just said doing the
sitting. It's like carry all my life.
And my wife wouldn't even get an opinion. But if she did, she'd say, oh, Barry, you could have done that for a bit more. Yeah. Okay, darling, I'll go back at the hairdresser. So across the hairdresser.
And while you're there, you maybe get that fade a bit.
I get a bit higher.
I
would genuinely rather shoot myself than go back at the hairdresser. I'd be like,
no way.
You couldn't. No way. I'll just park my suitcase now.
A mere apt topic, because that day we had to watch for Fraser was getting to come to the hospital. Me and Fraser were sitting in Filthy McNasty's. Two of us, four boys sat down, then five, then six. They were talking about the furry jackets they were wearing, jewellery, and then haircuts, right? And Fraser nudged me and he goes, have you looked at their gear? And I went, aye. He says, 90s is gone, is it? Like, it's about the same age. And then he says... They had mullets in perms, and they were talking about perms. So if I go for my haircut in West Hall, I said, "Fits are the young team getting new?" And she said, "Perms
and mullets."
Aye.
And tashes.
Aye.
And I was like, "Fit as the world's coming."
Oh, fucking 20
years. Wrong with a tash.
No, with a perm. I'm a charmer, so it's definitely not wrong with a tash. But they were genuinely just sitting talking about that kind of stuff. We were watching it, and me and Fraser sitting going, "Holy fuck, we're all." Because.
Even my sister was disgusted with his behaviour.
It's a bit shouting across, going, I need more.
I need a higher fade and I need a bit more off. Uh-huh. Bond's not happy with it. That's what he said. He thought I was.
I'd rather shout. I have to shout myself.
I thought I was needing a fart.
I just shot myself. I'd rather say it.
Aye.
Speaking of demasculated.
It's the worst thing is he thinks. That's okay.
I think that's acceptable.
And you wonder why there's no center halves on him here.
Oh my God.
I'm in pure shock.
And then they jump a queue.
Aye.
He didn't say, oh no, I'll wait because getting a smoke here. No, he just went straight for it.
So I had to order an app.
Aye.
And didn't I even offer to buy him on any amount of money?
Bang order. See if he had to go back. I'll go back first thing in the morning for us nobody.
Aye. So that back. Nobody can you've already right. been in.
Can I bit me a raff. Bit me a fadie. It's a tenner.
Aye. I've done that before. On my Todd. But nae because nobody's done to go back. I've nae liked someone, I've went back.
I have never ever went back. Once I've been in a hairdresser,
that's it.
I'll go back in a few months and I'll sort of do. I'm never going back the next day. Same day. At 5 minutes later. He said he was happy with it.
And let's be real. His blonde said she didn't like it. Fadie, you turned around if your missus said that to you. Say,
did his blonde say it?
It's a good
point. He went into the car and thought, oh, it's nae high enough.
But I would, if I was getting a lie, I wouldn't have lie and say, I'd just say, look, and I look in the car, I'm still nae happy with it.
Still nae happy with it. Tell blonde. You fit, get out into the road and I'll just wait.
So his life's dictated by his blonde.
Blonde.
Oh, damn, you need that fade a bit higher.
Well, his life's finished.
He's finished. There's nae hope for him.
He's ruined.
He's probably all right.
Oh, but well, Mass, that's 70 years of hell he's got now.
It's fashionable being a cuck now, isn't it?
Somebody will be on right and he's blonde.
Aye, because he's a nice guy. And this guy's come last.
See,
he's got a higher
see,
feed.
This is how you do it. Look, this boy will show you how you should do it.
He's a bastard to my day and he's given me the ride of my life.
Honestly.
You're steering soup for the next fortnight until you learn how to do it right.
That is a belter, by the way.
Honestly.
Yeah, it's no way he listens to this.
No, it's no chance.
Start greeting.
Probably not allowed to.
No, allowed. Now too you're too much swearing, you're just not allowed to listen to that.
The ginger hair, he was he's quite tall. He actually had like tradesman gear on, getting like a knee pad breeks now. So he's in it. He's in the building trade.
He's nae. He's YMCA. Yeah,
I must be Sparky. He's a modern Sparky.
Chef, it's yours.
Since we Christmas themed. Is it acceptable to hear Indian or Chinese carry out for your Christmas lunch?
Nae for me.
No.
Nah, he's good. There's traditions, some traditions like whites at Wimbledon I don't like, but Ken, proper Christmas dinner. I'm into that tradition.
Aye.
Beef or turkey. You can't have an Indian or Chinese, unless you're Indian or Chinese.
But then they just celebrate Christmas
food. Dinner.
Nah.
Oh, well.
No.
For me, I think I'd like an Indian.
Say would I.
But
I think it's vastly overrated.
A Christmas lunch. Aye, see do I.
Because like folk
fuck are, off. You love that shit. Tatties and
I love it. I love it, but I can hate it more.
Exactly. My mum's at the weekend. She's like, do you want a Christmas dinner? And I'm like, no. I've done a foot.
You can hate an Indian no more.
I can, but I just
but I just think, oh, it's Christmas day. I'll tell you if it'll be right fine. Bit of turkey. No, I'll tell you if it'll I'll hear a curry.
I'll hear a fucking...
The right time for a Chinese and an Indian is a Sunday.
Sunday night.
If you've been hammered on the Saturday.
I had Indian and Sunday night.
Spicy curry.
Like was she?
She was hit.
Did you?
It was just a Jalfrezi. Fucking hell.
A lot of peppers in it. A lot of chilies.
No. You need a
Thai. I get my wrong. I like my Christmas dinner as well. Because my soup and then my egg mayonnaise this year instead of
pie. Peshwari or a bowl of soup.
Go ahead, peshwari.
No.
Allergic to nuts.
That's right.
These.
You had a tie.
I had a Thai green curry on Sunday.
Fine.
Aye.
Half a fine. Special fried rice. Aye, it was good. It's quite hot actually. Duo.
So nobody's hearing it apart from Dunk.
No. February the 1st, you hear steak pie in the 1st?
Aye. No, well I hate both a steak pie and a bit of silver side. Room my mum's.
Aye.
Fine.
Oh, yeah, steak pie in the 1st. Fine, like steak pie, tarties, peas, scurly.
Aye.
Airborne, pastry, and scurly. Ooch.
Aye.
Aye. Fucking pack of Rennies we are.
No, I'm all right with that. Did aye. I suffer for that?
No.
Touch wood.
My mug of truth is, said it at the start of the show, is how long after the 1st, do you still say happy new year to somebody?
Somebody said it to me at work a day, and I actually said to him, it's too far. Third for me.
Third?
Aye. I'm done with the health thing.
shaking hands.
It's just that one day to the next, is it?
Aye. Aye, Mark's no age to me.
It's a fucking Happy New Year again. It's just a aye. I just say it because again, you
society
better
says
say it because for that I say it again. I say it's a miserable bastard. It's true, like it's again. What's the difference between a day before and what's the difference between
hands, though, do you
4 days
hands?
Aye, well, aye, yeah. You got shock hands and stuff like, but
I'll shock hands on the night of the bells.
Me and I,
but nay.
Well, look, none of us have shook hands in here.
I shook Marcy's hand from when doing the podcast.
Aye,
did you?
Aye,
just
cause aye, the podcast.
If he went faster, I would never go first.
But I was just only. I was 2 days in.
I'm not going to leave you hanging, Ken.
Aye,
2 days in. Hadn't seen him happen here, Marcy.
The fuck, like, Ken, what's the point in jumping a boot and letting off fireworks? Just, it's just, you're just changing from Monday to Tuesday.
But it's a new year.
No, the but fuck see, cares? Of course, the difference is
you've just
Mark?
Closed it.
Oh, I'm going to be a new man in 2024. But what was wrong with 2023?
Ken, Ken, just
why do you hate to wait?
Aye.
Be a new man when you need to be a new man. You don't hate to wait till New Year's.
Start dieting Monday.
Being in a room of strangers and then going, Happy New Year, somebody you don't even ken.
Aye.
It's my worst nightmare.
Again. Ooh!
And then you
oh, Happy New Year.
I'll never see you again.
Kissing random woman.
Aye. Well.
Yeah.
Something.
Every cloud.
Aye.
Aye,
so far, what's the cut off for you?
Well, like a day I was sending an email to somebody that I'm expecting. I said Happy New Year to them in an email.
Mike, is it a 9th?
9th of
May? Mike,
come on.
Come on.
We're almost 2 weeks in.
That's basically like saying it in December.
Aye.
Same thing. Fans it near a new year. Fans it now where it's this year.
This year.
That's what he's asking.
Aye.
Technically.
Aye. Third for me.
Third?
Because you... Aye. And that's aye. A push even, because for me, it's probably... you got the first.
It's second.
An absolute push.
A good barometer for me is first day back at work. You haven't seen him, probably our workmates. Abdi's like, Happy New Year. And then after that, that's no it. More.
Nothing.
So yesterday.
Monday for me. Aye. Was it cut off.
Aye. First day back at
first
work.
First day back
I think
work.
That's fair.
First name, no more.
A mass Happy New Year and that's it.
Aye.
Oh, you just shout, I've got an aye. Office at the side now, just shout, Happy New Year, I'll be a good day. I'm fine, back in my office.
Aye. I'll give you up.
Go with that.
Right, fantasy update.
Oof.
Oof.
In fifth position, Scott Bowie, McGinn and Tonic, 1204 points. In fourth position, Can't Stoke One Stop, Lewis Swan, 1206 points. In third position, King Reached Rangers, Ricky Christie, 1214. In second position, Sarah Stewart, Harry's Hot Shot, 1220. And in first position, Mac Attack, Brian McKinnon, 1244 points.
Well done, lads.
Mm.
Good stuff, lads. And
if I was manager for December, mate.
Two seconds, I'll tell you. Well, give you a top three for the manager.
I top three, yeah.
Manager of the month for December. In third position for the manager of the month was Sarah Stewart, Harry's Hot Shot, with 425 points. In second position was Kulsamond FC, Barry Massey, with 426 points. And in first position is Neil McKenzie, Brewster Zillions, with 427 points.
May for December. How is it? I worked in a new year. I worked in the fastest. That's me, right?
I looked last night.
For the benefit of the podcast, Marcy's face is
1 point.
Sheer horror.
That's brilliant. That's brilliant.
That was not like happening. Right? Something's happened there. It's like it's a fucking
somebody died.
I think it's being run by a post office at least.
Michelle Moan.
Fuck's sake.
I read last night.
How's that happened?
It must have been.
I looked in January.
Oh, you did?
It's maybe a player hadn't played or. This is fucking brilliant.
Oh, well. Well, who's not £15? Just as real in the pie to eat myself. He's not getting it either.
Oh, brilliant. Well done, Neil.
Well done, Neil.
You've doctored that.
No, you can go on your phone right now.
I will be, that's what it is.
But you're high up new mass, you're up to 38th.
I was up to 27th at one point.
Was you?
Till Abdi's scores got tallied up.
I'm 46th. And Shed, you're close in. Yeah, 130th.
Oh, nice one. I'm going backwards.
You've got 1,000 points.
Yeah. You, I can't mear fit by and you boys.
That's a confirmed new.
Not as much as Neil, though.
No. He's up in near top 10, I think, is he?
Aye, Neil's up in top 10, like, so good stuff. Buy me a coffee, there's always been a few over the festive, so. Julie Strachan, Duncan's better half, and she bought 5 coffees. This is obviously the quiz. Thank you for your giggles. Duncan and I will be taking part in the quiz in Fuerteventura. Nice. Let's hope Tommy Burns features in the picture round.
Cheers, Julie.
Alan Chapman bought 3 coffees. Bought 3 for Mike, Shed and Dunk. Massey can buy his own with all the money he saves on buying £2.50 pints of Carlin, you tight bastard. Love the pod, keep up the good work. And cheers, Danny all. Bought 4 coffees for us. Brilliant podcast, lads. Thanks for keeping me entertained for the last 5 weeks. Dean Malaps ruined the helideck in Australia. Nice. So cheers Danny, for your
cheers. And Alan as well.
Alan and Julie, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Your coffees.
Beer all in there. He comes in, Massey offers him a pint at the poker. Again, fine, Massey. So, you fancy a pint? Oh, I could go a pint. 2 pints of Carlin, please, love. £2.50.
Aye. Sam, they're drinking that shite. I'll buy him.
Beer all.
Aye. Good stuff. Well, that's into 2024. We've obviously got our 200th podcast coming up in March. So, we're going to have quiz night. In March, we'll get it sorted up and put stuff on socials. Very
live,
soon.
Live.
Legion.
In jog. The flesh.
So, how much tables did we get last time? It was a full house.
Full house.
How much tables? 30-odd.
Well, hopefully.
Be taking bookings soon.
For that, for our 200th, we'll get a quiz organised for that again. Good stuff.
Hopefully being YouTuber, huh?
That's a plan.
We're dealing up the...
podcast room.
Would you hang a wah, or will we keep it up our sleeve? Any?
I'd keep up our sleeve. So
see if Abdi thinks.
At least then that way, kind of first week of folk are watching it.
Yeah.
A few things in the pipeline.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
we've cleared out a room just there, just after New Year. So we've got a work to do, and then we'll get it up and running and
spruce up,
a tart up.
Around nice comfy seats meantime.
Alright, good stuff. Any plans this week, Dunk?
Just a bit more. It's my cousin James's testimonial dinner on the 4th of March, so just waiting to get a plug. Obviously 8 weeks or 7 weeks this Saturday till. So if anybody's interested in a table,
if it's far's it out in
Thainston, 4th of March, 7 o'clock for 7:30.
Dinner dance, or if it's...
Just a dinner, and then there's a band. So hopefully, we've got a good turnout so far. But obviously, can't remember the name of the band, actually. But good turnout so far, but I'm going to just keep plugging it in. There's only late folk wants to go. Yep. The more the merrier.
So how do you get a table?
Just contact the testimonial committee or email...
Is it jctestimonialtufc@gmail.com?
Yeah, or find a Facebook page. It's probably the easiest.
Is it James
Chalmers Testimonial?
James Chalmers Testimonial.
Yeah. I think is it £70 a head or £700 a table at 10 or something like that? So, no, good stuff.
Just looking at this piece of artwork, were you speaking about here, Mike? Is that Picasso or Da Vinci?
It's a Monet.
It's a Monet, yeah. All right. Much pay for that? Scap.
Nothing, I pinched it.
Good stuff. On any other plans, Shed?
No, I speak no. What was I saying? I got a referee in this weekend, so all the fixtures is full apart from the Sundays. But Loon's playing football Sunday, poker Friday night. We'll hopefully get out on the bike this Saturday because the weather's supposed to be
is it
conducive to cycling.
I'll join you.
Me and Marcy will go for a 5 mile. Five miler.
A bike brae would kill me.
Rune a den. 5-6 times.
Fucking drugging a fucking sack of tatties.
Too heavy. Too heavy for a helmet. Just go straight. Let's go to Sui and back. Just to see. Just for a laugh.
I feel my heart just speaking about Sui.
That would definitely be a fit in the deck job, would it?
I'll visit you in hospital.
Oh, cheers, Mike. Hope I get your room.
Well, cycling maybe. Poker on Friday night, cycling Saturday, back to maybe normality.
Poker and hopefully get out in the bike. I'd be fine out in the bike.
Well, hopefully maybe pop down to the room in the weekend and see if it's crack air with the podcast room.
Hopefully get on it.
I'll take a dog out for a walk.
Oh, I thought you getting on with the dog.
Fine.
You allowed out for a walk with me? Are you?
Yep. So
your stuff? Is it grown any bigger?
Still, it's grown a wee bit. Wee midget thing. It's still a wee bit. Small, like.
Fat boy dog.
drum roll. It's settling in fine. Sleeping well, eating well.
Good.
Is it still shitting, pissing out of the carpet?
Not too bad. Yeah. Not too bad.
Is its owner sleeping well and eating well?
Yeah.
Is it owner eating well and sleeping well?
Aye.
Good.
This morning's 4:30. She was greeting, so.
Aye.
Up and out for pissing a shite and back in.
Sounds like Hen Burns.
It is like Hen of Burns.
It is, aye. Hen of Dogs like Hen of Burns.
No, good stuff.
Magic.
Well, I'd say a good week. Aye. Enjoy your first week back to work. And we'll see you next week.
See you 4 or 5.
Let's see what.
Bye.
No me moleste mosquito. No me moleste mosquito. No me moleste mosquito. Why don't you go home? No me moleste mosquito. Let me eat my burrito. No me moleste mosquito. Why don't you go home?